Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point, good.
Enough!
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
I represent New York, I got it on my back. Niggas say that we lost it, so I'ma bring it back. I love the dirty, dirty, cause niggas show me love. The ladies start to bounce soon as I hit the club. But in the Midwest, they love to take it slow. So when I hit the, I watch them get it on the floor. And if you need it hypey, I take it to the Bay. Frisco to Sac Town, they do it every day. Compton to Hollywood, soon as I hit LA. I'm in that low, low, I do it the Cali way. And when I hit the shy, people say that I'm fly. They love the way I dress, they like my attire. They love how I move crowds from side to side. They ask me how I do it, and simply I reply. This is why I'm hot, this is why I'm hot, this is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot.
cause you're not. 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Corleone.
Thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that done? Is that done? Oh my God, that's her.
Anything you can remember.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror. And that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sundays on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth.
All Eyes on Egypt presents Friday's Grammys Social Night, a private affair. Enjoy a night of networking in an exclusive, intimate atmosphere. Get to know some of the most successful and dynamic group of leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, presidents, and CEOs. Be amongst the most progressive, successful movers and shakers in Newark. Cocktails start at 9 p.m. at All Eyes on Egypt, 145 South Warren Street, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. You must RSVP to attend at rsvp.rsm@gmail.com.
Are you tired of paying broadcast stations for a 30-second advertisement that costs the amount of our car payment? I don't know about you, but I am. They got you on the corner of Dubash Street and can't get it right. I advertise with Georgia Gossip Radio. I had so much traffic coming to my website, I thought it was rush hour. Next time, advertise with George.
Hi, this is Mitch Henry, introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it. At IndieHeat.com, you're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, Straight Drop, brought to you by Trapaholic Update. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
OJ the Juice Man,
Kai, Jack Moon, 5020 Gimp, Sick as Jane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. Get to the paper. Believe it lands up. Available on Live Mixtape.
Like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy, mixed up fingernails. Let me see if you can bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me. But what kind of head game comes with what I...
Return with a show that's on fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and providing healing for your soul. It's the all-new Donna Colleone Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon Eastern Standard Time on WGNSG.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to the Don Nicole Young Show. Thank God it's Friday. I'm so excited about it. Lord Jesus. This is the Don Nicole Young Show. We podcast live weekdays, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com, WGAG-radio. George Gossel, baby, please believe it. And if you have not, please do so. Join the fastest-growing conscious social network on the planet, GeorgiaGossip.com. Again, that's GeorgiaGossip.com, the fastest-growing social network, conscious social network on the planet. Yes, indeed. Anyway, man, I want to give a special shout-out to everybody in the VIP chat room, man. I see y'all. How y'all feeling today? Hopefully you guys are feeling with your hands. This is a beautiful day and time, also a meaningful one. This is what I would consider the opening of the mouth ceremony. Please believe it. Yes, yes, yes. Rodney says, right now I'm starting my weekend with Don Nicoleone. There's some Grey Goose. Grey Goose on the rocks. Go ahead, baby. I'm going to start my weekend breathing, motherfucker. That's the first thing I'm going to do this weekend is breathe. Oh, man, Lord Jesus, man. Let me tell y'all, give y'all a little update on my little reality show. Lord Jesus. All right, so we do the whole family thing, you know. I love my family. Bobby, I love you, Bobby. I love you, Bobby. I love you, Bobby. You know, and, you know, the family out, and when we do things, you know, if somebody has something what I would consider major to do in their life, we make it a family affair. So basically what ended up happening was we made this particular event yesterday a family affair. My daughter, of course, turned 18 on the 1st of this month. It's time to get her driver's license, right? So we make it all a family affair. So we all hop in the car. And we go, you know, get her driver's license. We go with her so that she can take her driver's license test and get her license, you know. Now, I'll tell you about it. I won't spoil the story yet. So, you know, we get there, boo, 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 boo. You know, who drives with insurance, okay? I don't fucking drive with an insurance card. That shit is like for fucking dummies. Who keeps an insurance card, right? Shut the hell up. I ain't got no damn sinus cold. Shut up. Anyway, so at the end of the day, you know, she calls me. I'm in the car chilling. You know, I don't like being in public and shit. I don't like being around humans a lot. So if it does not necessarily concern me, I don't go nowhere in public. I just stay in the car and shit where I'm safe. Okay, so at the end of the day, you know, she calls me from the inside of DMV. And says, you look, my, you know what I'm saying, where's the insurance card? I'm like, insurance card? Who the fuck has an insurance card, yo? Like, who the fuck does that? Nobody drives with it. I have a fucking insurance card. She's like, well, mama, I can't goddamn, they got to get the insurance card of the car. You know, I got to have to change that down. So I was like, okay, all right, let me make a phone call. Feel me? Just make one phone call. Call my insurance agent, right? Kay answers the phone, real nice, cool-ass lady, you know, lady that jump over hurdles for me, and she's a Caucasian woman at that. Big ups to Caucasian women that jump over the hurdles for Don Nicoleone. I love you so much. I love you. Give you a card. Every year, yeah. So I call Kay, you know, big ups to Tyler Insurance, too. I call Kay. Kay, it's like 5 o'clock. I'm like, Kay, what you doing? Yo, I'm working. What's up? So, man, I need a favor. I need you to fax an insurance card to the DMV for me. Cool, not a problem. Fax an insurance card to the DMV. Now, this angry-ass, nasty, fat-ass, obese-looking-ass, nasty, dead, flank-ass, white bitch over the counter, right? I already felt when I walked in there that the bitch had an issue with my daughter, right? I already felt some hostility, some animosity took place in that motherfucker, right? So I said, okay, all right, I see. This bitch got an issue with motherfucking pretty-ass motherfucking niggas with melanin in their fucking skin. You feel me? Something ain't right with this broad. You feel me? She got little issues. I felt that shit. So I was just looking at my daughter. I'm like, okay, I sense some shit ain't fucking right. You feel me? So then I tell the bitch, I said, okay, check it. I said, the fax is coming. So the white bitch say, well, that fax better goddamn come before she get in here, goddamn it. That fax better get here, right? I said, I'm telling you something, shout it. I said, that motherfucker coming. You feel me? Don't need come at me with no shit like that. You feel me? All right. Make a long story short. You know, we give Tierra some pointers and shit. My son, who's 12, my daughter, who's 15, even my 10-year-old, who's, you know, my other daughter, who's 10, we all just give her some pointers. My husband give her some pointers. We all just in that bitch giving her pointers before it's time for the black bitch, the driver test lady, you know, to say, you know, call her name, you know. Like, look here, make sure you put your seatbelt on, man. That's the first thing you do, man, put your seatbelt on, you know, you feel me? Keep both hands on steering wheel. You know, we do the same typical shit, you know. We do the same typical shit most family do, you know what I'm saying, anybody that goes to someone to get their driver's license. All right. So at the end of the goddamn day, Lord Jesus, at the end of the damn day, okay, I watch her. You know, I go outside. I want to go. I want to see what's going on. I want to go and watch my baby. This is my first child. You know what I'm saying? Turning 18, you know, this is everybody's first experience of actually watching this shit. So, you know, I always make everything a Kodak moment, you know, in my family. So just a Kodak moment. I love my children, you know. I love you, Bobby. All right, so I decide to go back inside. She's finished her test. They walk in together. And I didn't get a chance to see her face. My 15-year-old saw her face and says, Mama, looks like she about to cry. I was like, oh, shit. I said, man, if that bitch fucked my baby up, man, I'm going to go whoop that bitch ass. I'm telling you, man, if that bitch made my baby cry, man, I'm going to goddamn swing on that fucking that driver test bitch. I'm going to whoop her ass in this motherfucker. She gets 2 sheets of paper and walk out. I said, what happened to you, Erin? She was like, I failed. I didn't get it, right? So I said, okay, well, it's okay. You know, no big deal. No problem. So we all get in the car. And she starts to goddamn cry. This bitch starts to motherfucking cry. God damn it. She in the car crying and shit. I said, man, what the hell? What the fuck are you crying for? There's no crying over a driver's license test. She's fucking crying and shit. The children, god damn it, her younger siblings coming with sound right reasoning and wisdom and right knowledge and shit. Telling her, listen, man, you can take the test again. It ain't like the shit is over. It ain't like the shit is over. You feel me? It ain't like the shit is over. You can take the test again. So I'm telling her, you know, I'm like, Tierra, it's all right, man. You know, it's okay. It's no big deal. You know this bitch flipped the script on my motherfucking ass? You know what I'm saying? This bitch went the fuck off on me. She said it was my goddamn fault. It's your fault. It's your motherfucking fault. You know what I'm saying? The lady said, you know, she asked me, you know, because you won't never let me drive the Range Rover. And because I had to drive the Range Rover this time, she said, she looked at me when I was driving. She said to me, you must never drive this car. Like, I told her, no. And she said, well, I can tell you never drove this car because this car got a lot of power. And you don't know. Every time I ask you, let me drive the Range Rover, you won't let me. This and the third. It's your goddamn fault. Oh, I said, oh, it's my fault. Okay, bitch. It's my fault that your ass flunked the goddamn test because your ass can't goddamn drive, bitch. That's your business. How the fuck is that my motherfucking fault? You feel me? This bitch, I mean, what the fuck? And you always, it's just always, and you don't never fucking support me. You always crack jokes and shit, make fun of me. Yeah! I told that bitch, I said, bitch, you 18 now, grow up, ho. Get your shit together, bitch. That shit ain't that goddamn deep. I said, I tell you what, goddammit, I'm about to drive my ass to fucking Chick-fil-A, bitch, because I got license, ho, goddammit. Chill out. God damn it. Just had a goddamn fit, boy, on my black ass. Only because, goddamn, she, listen, y'all, listen. Is it my motherfucking fault because her ass flunked the goddamn driver's test? How the fuck is that my fault? That's all I want to know. Fireliner says, well, that's normal. Didn't y'all know everything is your mother's fault? Yeah, I'm learning that shit now, goddammit. Goddammit, that shit my motherfucking fault. How the fuck is that my fault? Because her ass. And I told the little girl, I said, look here, little girl. I call her little girl when she drop real low. You know, I like to disrespect her that way. Look here, little girl. Look here, little bitch. Let me tell you something, little bitch. You know what I'm saying? I kept telling your motherfucking ass, every time that nigga come pick your fucking ass up, you need to be getting behind this fucking wheel. You need to be mastering your goddamn game behind that nigga wheel. You understand, bitch? Don't blame me for what the fuck your bitch ass ain't been motherfucking doing. The fuck I look like, ho? My job is not to motherfucking give you anything. My job is to motherfucking make sure you fight for what the fuck you want, broad. Fuck I look like. Ho, get your shit together, bitch. Break yourself and stop motherfucking crying like you some old bitch ass hoe off in the goddamn street or some nigga done left your ass and you blaming your mama for it. Shut your bitch ass up with that shit. Let's go to Applebee's and celebrate. That's how that shit went. I just can't believe that. fuck out of here with that shit. Like, are you fucking serious, bitch? You 18. Goddamn titties bigger than mine. Shut the fuck up. Whining and shit. I'm like, nigga, you don't cry over some shit that you can fix. You cry over shit you can't fix, dumbass. I said, you bitch, you don't even know when to fucking cry. That's how fucking stupid you are. I mean, I just had to go in. I just had to fucking give a fucking dose of reaction. I said, why are you crying over shit you can fix, nigga? That shit's stupid as fuck. That's some retarded shit. You cry over shit you can't fix. The fuck is you dropping shit and tears over that bullshit for? In a goddamn way. God damn. All right, so that was that. So, you know, I mean, she blames me because she rarely drives the Range Rover. When I gave her the old Range Rover, the 98, the bitch wrecked it and shit. The fuck I look like giving her the new Range Rover? That shit fuck, I ain't that stupid, hoe. Who the fuck you think I am, bro? You got a nigga, your nigga got a car. That nigga come pick your bitch ass up. I kept telling that bitch, is it my fault? I kept telling her ass, listen, every time that nigga show up, bitch, you get behind his wheel. Every time I told that bitch, every time the nigga show up, you get behind his wheel. Make sure you get behind that nigga wheel. You feel me? How the fuck that shit happened? God damn. Now, get the Applebee's and shit. God damn it. I'm not at Blackerbee's. I went to the Whiterbee's, but it's a whole bunch of niggas working there and shit. And I hate when niggas work at Applebee's because I can't stand niggas. I can't fucking stand niggas. You feel me? God damn it, I swear to fucking God, boy, I'm calling Applebee's Corporation. This is the second fucking time. Mind you, we live in the country, man. Ain't too many good spots. We have to drive a goddamn hour and 15 minutes to get to Atlanta to eat right. You feel me? Eat at five-star spots. So we have to, you know, kind of like, you know, stop at certain shit. You know, like, God damn, man. You know, goddamn degrade myself just to be with my baby. So God damn, went to that motherfucking shit. And I told the bitch, we celebrating. We fucking celebrating because my daughter flunked, didn't pay, get her license. God damn it, that's something to celebrate. God damn it. Something to celebrate is always. And I told her, you may not win, but you'll never lose. Don't worry about all that shit. You know, just fucking this. I even went on her Facebook page. This bitch done wrote this damn bullshit on her face. How come every time I try to do something good with my life, I get fucking knocked back down on my ass and shit? Bitch, that's part of life. That's what life is about, ho. Welcome to the real fucking world, bitch. How many times I tell you that shit? Welcome to the real motherfucking world. God damn. Okay. Get the Applebee's and shit. I know. She knows that shit, but I'm going to tell you what fucked her up, Nanya. Here's what fucked up. Nanya said she can take the test next week. I know she can't, and she knows she can't. Let me tell you what she fucked up at, because I called her ass out, right, by the time we got the Applebee's, gave her time to calm down and shit after crying and cussing me out and shit. And that bitch talking about, she even said, I'm tired of your ass. I said, get the fuck out the car, bitch, and walk. Go on. Get out. The bitch didn't want to get out the car then. You know what I'm saying? I put your ass out, Sean. I don't give a fuck you and my child. I don't give a fuck about that shit, ho. I ain't finna let you motherfucking talk like that in my goddamn face, bitch, and not get kicked out the motherfucking car at the same time and find you a fucking ride. You tired of me, bitch? Get the fuck on, ho. Get the fuck on, bitch. All right, so anyway, at the end of the goddamn day, what's your son working at Applebee's, Butterfly? No, let me tell you. I just don't like niggas. It's the difference between black people and niggas, man. God damn it, fucking niggas. Niggas that ain't goddamn took a training to watch the video on etiquettes and all that type of shit. I hate that shit. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, y'all, I'm a five-star chick. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not. When y'all see me out and about, I'm a five-star chick. I got a whole nother fucking character when I step out. I'm a whole nother broad when I step out. When I'm here, it's mother shit. I feel like I'm with y'all. I'm with my family. It's a little bit different. But anyway, you know, I don't fucking drink. You know what I'm saying? When I drink at home. You understand? If I drink my beer, I drink at home. I don't drink out in public. I never did or whatever like that, right? Depending on if I'm thirsty. If I'm thirsty than a motherfucker and a damn Miller Lite look good at the bar, I'm drinking it. Or a glass of wine, depending on the goddamn situation. Y'all fucking know, man. Okay, I saw a picture of a fucking margarita, right? On the goddamn menu. A picture of a fucking margarita on the goddamn menu. Okay, y'all got that? Margarita picture. The glass looks so pretty. The little drink inside that motherfucker looks so tasty. The goddamn lime on the side and the straw and the fucking goddamn umbrella looks so fucking luring. So I tell the fucking waitress, I said, look, I said, look, I don't drink, but I want a margarita glass. I want a margarita glass. I said, that's all I want. I said, I want a margarita glass with the fucking lime on the goddamn side and the goddamn umbrella and the motherfucking straw and just put me some goddamn punch in that motherfucker, right? That's all I asked. That's all I fucking asked. Does it make sense? I just want that margarita glass on my table. You feel me? That's all I asked the bitch, right? So the fucking waitress, mind you, who was Hispanic looking, you feel me? And big ups to all the Hispanics, man. I love you motherfuckers. You okay? Don't Taco Bell, yo. Fucking love you. Adios. At the end of the goddamn day, the fucking bitch comes back, bring me everything, right? Put my little punch in the margarita glass, done dressed the just shit up and shit, and got my little lime on the side. And I said, oh, excuse me, where's my straw? Where's my straw? Where the fuck is my straw? And the bitch say, okay, hold on, I'm sorry, let me get you one. So she went back to the bar. She comes back and bring me a regular fucking drinking straw for that little small-ass margarita glass, you feel me? So I say to the waitress, I say, look here, Bonita, Senorita, you know, I got a question. Why the hell are you giving me a goddamn big-ass drinking straw for a goddamn margarita? Why I don't get one of them damn, goddamn looking like coffee straws for my margarita, man? Why I can't sip through one of them black brown straws and them red straws, you feel me? How come this shit like that, you feel me? So then she said, well, hold on, let me say. She comes back and say, the bartender says that you can't have a straw like that. I said, what? Mind you, the bartender, old fat, nappy-head, Credible Hope, black-ass bitch, you feel me? Bitch need to get a fucking hair done and motherfucking get on Jenny Craig and shit. You feel me? Smut black-ass bitch, you feel me? You know, the bitch gonna fucking, you gonna make my motherfucking Kool-Aid margarita for me, and you tell me I can't motherfucking have a goddamn margarita straw, nigga? You done dressed that motherfucker up, and you fucking tell me I can't motherfucker. So I say, I asked the fucking waitress, I said, ask that bitch. What? I had to go nigga. See, I get nigga quick. You feel me? I come in that motherfucker acting like Diana Ross and shit. Then that thing you know, goddamn, shot a pimp from the hood come out. My motherfucker, goddamn, I fucking got to put in another character. The bitch fucking said, I said, wait a minute. Ask that bitch. I said, what the fuck she mean? I can't have a goddamn straw from the bar. I don't understand that shit. So the waitress, mind you, the bitch knew just 3 days in training and shit. Waitress come back, and she said, because it's an alcoholic straw. It's for alcohol. I said, it's for alcohol. I said, I ain't never heard no shit like that. What the fuck does that mean? It's for alcohol. The fuck, bitch, the guy said, bitch, I'm drinking out of a goddamn margarita glass. What the fuck is you saying? I don't get that shit. I said, this is why I don't fuck with niggas. I just went the fuck off in that bitch. I said, I'm fucking goddamn blasting they fucking ass. I'm calling corporate. This is the second goddamn time. Two different incidents at Applebee's in less than a motherfucking week. And also at the same goddamn time, they about 30 miles of fucking apart. What the fuck is this shit? Bitch tell me I can't fucking have a bad of a guy. Then she gonna dress my glass up. Give me the whole margarita look and put me some Kool-Aid in that motherfucker, right? And then tell me I can't have the fuck. You put the lime in my motherfucker on the side of my shit. You put the umbrella on the side of my motherfucking shit in a margarita glass with some goddamn Kool-Aid. And bitch, you fucking tell me I can't have a motherfucking straw because it's an alcoholic straw. Shut the fuck up, hoe. I'm going to fucking kick your bitch ass. It's shit like that that just get on my fucking nerves. Can't. And I knew it was a nigga. Soon as I turned to, I said, who it is? That black woman right there? The goddamn waitress said, uh-huh. I said, I fucking knew. I can't stand it. I can't fucking stand it. I knew it. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I can't stand low-life nigga bitches. I can't stand them. I can't fucking stand a motherfucking ass. God damn you, motherfucker. You right. That's why I can't. That's why, you know, I have to drive all the way to Atlanta or to Reynolds Plantation in order to really get me, you know, five-star meal and five-star treatment. I just hate that shit, man. I hate fucking around with niggas, man. Niggas make me sick, man. Y'all fucking disgust the shit out of me in public, man. goddamn, no fucking nothing. You know, no nothing. Yeah, and gave me the goddamn margarita glass, too, Star Dancer. Don't forget that shit. Bitch, yeah, I ain't giving this bitch a fucking straw. This some bullshit. Okay, you little nappy-headed jiggle-boo, I'm going to fuck your ass up, bitch. I motherfucking called goddamn corporate today. I complained on that fat, nasty-ass black bitch. That's right, black-on-black crime, goddamn it. You treat me wrong, bitch, I retaliate real quick. You do me fucking wrong, hoe, I retaliate. And I still retaliate. I have an animosity that I fucking take to the grave with me. I ain't bullshitting. That shit stays. That venom stays in my motherfucking ass. It don't fucking leave. You feel me? I be wanting to fucking just wake up motherfuckers that already died that I motherfucking asked the Most High to take their life. I be wanting to wake their ass up and let the Most High take their life again. Dig their ass up. Let them suffer again, motherfucker. I can't stand that shit. This is why niggas get shot over dumb shit, huh? Shit like that, nigga. Like, can you imagine 5 o'clock news and shit? Woman gets pissed off because she didn't give a bitch a straw at the bar and the bitch sliced her throat. You can imagine. This is why, I'm telling you. This is why niggas get their ass hurt at the workplace. I'm telling you, they take their fucking job too serious. The fuck is going to hurt your black stink ass to give me a fucking straw and shit? Oh, fucking ugly ass bitch. I can't stand hoes, man. I can't fucking stand them. Hoes make me sick, man. They gutter. They nasty. They filthy. They can't think with no fucking sense. All right, that's that. Goddamn. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry to take up all the goddamn time on this shit. All right, listen. All right, flashback jam of the day. I'll be right back. I got the news also. Just had to get all that off my chest, man. No, I really did. I had to get that off my chest. I really did. I really, really did. All right, I'll be right back.
Yeah. DeMello, quite a nice fellow. Met 3T, hit a rhyme acapella. They had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It works out and then they worked it in. Tony had done it again.
War. And I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what I'm gonna see? The girls are all jockeying at the other end of the bar. Having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and rolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Get more chicks, put a little Medina in your glass, then the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion that still be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the food is run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spurs and Lindsay, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, fam. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she was good to go with a little Funky Cole Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she go lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cole Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s and I'm down with the ladies.
Corleone Show. You already know we podcast live weekdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. Please believe it, WGAG-radio. And if you have not, please do so. Join the fastest-growing conscious social network on the planet. That's GeorgiaGossip.com. Again, that's GeorgiaGossip.com. Please believe it. Yep, gossip. Please believe it. Somebody asked me, somebody was like, goddamn, if I mean, shit, how come, goddamn, you say conscious and gossip in the same goddamn breath? How the fuck that shit gonna work? I wanted to say, nigga, shut the fuck up. But I was polite. I was real nice, you feel me? I was careful with people. You know, I just explained that, nigga. Look up the etymology of the word gossip, motherfucking means kin to God. You feel me? Goddamn, do your research, nigga. Do your research first, ignorant ass nigga. Know about the fucking English language first, my nigga, before you come at me with that bullshit. You feel me? Like, God damn, you motherfuckers. All right. Anyway, okay, shit, I got the news real quick. But since y'all talk about hoes with perms, right, I got to play this, right? This shit is hilarious. All right, listen to this shit real quick. Black woman says that this natural shit got to go.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Keish. I am coming to y'all to tell y'all that, hey, I had fun. I'm going to let her escapade with y'all. Fuck this shit. I'm done. Y'all can have this shit back. I ain't got time for this shit here. I fucking co-wash my hair, and I watched like 15 motherfucking videos to see what motherfuckers was doing. This shit look like I look like Thelma, Florida. This is a Florida Evans fucking fro. This shit ain't out in your curl pattern. What the fuck? Baby. Don't say shit to me about no motherfucking curl pattern. This shit is a big ass mess. Then, you know how they just put the little styling gel. What is it? The Fantasia, some bullshit. Girl, that shit made my hair like some damn raw Roman noodles. So I had to wash that shit because it was crispy. Then I put that Echo styling gel in it and shit. And then I got like white flakes all in the shit, and they won't go nowhere. These people, white flakes dry up. My shit sits on top of my motherfucking hair. I'm done. I'm finna go buy me a motherfucking wig, tell my sister to braid this shit to the back, tell Alexis Kardashian, goddamn me, come on my house on lunch, braid this shit. Hey, one more platinum plaque, fuck rap, you can have it back. I'm done with this. Okay, I ain't got time. And then people in this, your neck, fuck that. It takes too much time to deal with some fucking natural hair. Every motherfucker, I got to wash this shit and keep twisting this shit up for a twist out. The shit only lasts 2 days. Fuck all this. I'm done here. I'm done. Stick a fork in me, goddamn me. I'm done. Done. I'm going to buy me a wig. And I'm going to buy me a wig. And that way, when it's time for me to go to Vegas, I could take the wig off and get my fucking fresh ass sew-in. But honey, boo. When I say boo, honey, boo. I ain't got time for this shit. I ain't even the type. I ain't built for it. You know what I'm saying? I am not built for it. But it's been real. I went and got my little damn conditioner for the co-wash and my gel and shit. Fuck this shit. Fuck this gel. Fuck all that. I don't got time for this. This a big ugly ass fro. I just don't like it. But have no fear, Mofer. After lunch, I will be coming back with my new hair. I'm going to buy me some new hair. So, yeah. Because this hair here, I can't get with it. And they supposed to get a protective style. Protective. Just say you want some shit to cover this shit up because you don't feel like being bothered with it. See, I mean, it's a protective style. No, it's a style where you don't want to be fucking bothering with this hair. You just throw a goddamn wig on or some braids or something. I ain't trying to protect it. I'm trying not to be bothered with it. So I'm going to call it a not-be-bothered-with style. So I am going to buy me a wig today because I can't even be coming outside with my head wet and twisting it. And then I'm trying to – I was watching Kinky Curls and Coils, I think that's her name. And her hair was about the size of my hair. She did the cutest little puff and shit. It was just cute. You know, it was just cute. Now, I did a puff before, and it was cute. But this hair, I don't know. I don't know. And then I washed it this morning, but before then, I hadn't washed it. And I put my hand in, it was just greasy. Just greasy. My pillows, like I had a curl and shit. I made a video dropping Janelle Dene off at the airport, but she had wiped my face with some tissue, and I had a piece of tissue on my nose, and it looked like a booger. So I didn't post the video because it looked like I got a booger on my...
That she's like, God damn it, I'm so done with that shit. I just thought that was funny. You know, no, I'm not gang banging on bitches whose hair is natural. My hair, believe it or not, is natural. They haven't had a process and since I was 6 years old, thank God. Lord Jesus. Lord, but anyway, I mean, that shit is hilarious. I put it in the chat room, though, if y'all want to actually, you know what I'm saying, check out if you a member. You got to be a member of Georgia Gossip to actually look at it, I think. I'm not sure. But that shit is funny as hell. You got to see her hair, man. She's like, she is done with that shit. I didn't put up the second video where she actually went in the spot and got her wig. Shawty look better now, for real. I ain't even going to lie. She look a hell of a lot better with a goddamn wig on her head. All right, this is Don Nicole Young. Here's the news real quick. Let me just rock it real quick and be done with it. God dog it. First grade teacher Susan Burke is facing charges for assaulting students at Greencastle Elementary School in Silver Springs. First grade teacher in Montgomery County has been charged with choking, kicking, and punching several of her students. 35-year-old Susan Burke of Laurel faces 9 counts of second-degree assault. Police began investigating last month when a boy said his teacher assaulted him at Greencastle Elementary School in Silver Springs. After interviewing the entire class, police say 9 students reported that Burke had choked them. Some also said she kicked, punched, and scratched them. Montgomery County school officials say Burke was placed on administrative leave immediately following the allegations. She has since resigned and has been released on a $75,000 bond. More on that story, you can go to GeorgiaGossip.com. There's also the news videos of it, children talking about that shit. On the other side of town, police filed 19-year-old Keith White in front of a computer, pulling up his pants. What the hell is that? Florida teenager is in jail, charged with burglarizing an air conditioning business. Who the fuck does that? When two deputies, how old's the little nigga? 19, okay. When two deputies from the Monroe County Sheriff's Office responded to a silent alarm at the wide swept appliance and air conditioning in Marathon, they found an unlocked office with a light inside. There they found 19-year-old Keith White in front of a computer monitor pulling his pants up. Sad. According to the officer, White, who was in a state of arousal, had been watching porn on an office computer, which was still playing on the monitor. White was charged with burglary, criminal mischief, theft, and jacking off to a computer. Oh, man, well, we got another sister who wanted ass shots, end up dying in what is considered British. A 20-year-old British student is dead after flying to Philadelphia with friends to undergo must-have butt injection procedure. In Hackney, East London, where Claudia Adertony Timmy was born, butt injections are illegal. They're illegal in the United States, too, but authorities have done nothing to stop the unlicensed, dangerous practice. She real pretty, too, pretty girl. Claudia and her friends thought it would be a simple procedure. What could go wrong? The clinic was in the shadow of a big city hospital, the same hospital where she was eventually pronounced dead. All right? More on that story, you can go to GeorgiaGossip.com. The most sickest story of them all is, this is some sick shit, okay? The man, this man right here, black man, was caught having sex with fucking pigs. What the fuck? Come on, niggas. Come on now. Help me out with this shit. A black man, he ain't black. He's six ether. six ether, nine ether form. Some of these people are six ether and nine ether form. You have to really have discernment when you talk about black people or Nubian people or nine ether people. You have to be very conscious about that, y'all. You know, some of these people are not non-ether beings. They're six ether and non-ether form, okay? Y'all have to understand that. You have to become scientists in this shit, okay? Authorities said a man who was caught having sex with show hogs will have his case presented in the Leflore County grand jury next month. Andrew Lee Nash, 52 years old, was arrested on December the 3rd, 2010, after police set up surveillance cameras in the owner's stalls near U.S. Highway 82 at the Yazoo River. All right? Greenwood Police Chief Henry Purnell said the hogs were examined by a local veterinarian doing a routine examination, and the owner was told that four of the hogs had vaginal infection. The owner of the animals knew someone was messing with his animals, said the chief investigator, Huntley Nevels. You want to hear more about that shit, go to GeorgiaGossip.com, please, Lord Jesus. I've just never, this is just too motherfucking much, all right? Now, on the other side of town, speaking of too much, Jamie Foxx gets into a fight at Usher's concert. Y'all heard about that shit? Jamie Foxx was in a fist fight last night at an Usher concert at Hollywood's Club Avalon, okay? All right? According to TMZ sources inside the concert, the pushing and shoving began just as Usher's hit the stage. Damn, Foxx was in an exclusive VIP area near the venue stage when someone took a shot at Foxx, who defended himself. The police was not called, and Foxx quietly left the club shortly after. Damian Dante Wayans, part of the Wayans family and nephew of Keenan and Damon Wayans, witnessed the fight and said it was a little altercation between the two friends and said that the two were probably at a dinner laughing about it. Incredible. So they were friends. Probably fuck boys, fuck partners. You know Jamie like that shit. Jamie's gay. Fuck boys. Speaking of gay, Prince leaves Diddy hanging at the Essence party. I don't know if y'all heard about this shit, but Prince is on a roll lately. After shooing Kim Kardashian off the stage of his Monday night concert in New York City, his royal badness left Sean Diddy Combs outside the velvet rope at Essence Black Women in the music celebration on Wednesday night. The two superstar entertainers were on hand at Los Angeles Playhouse Hollywood nightclub for the event, which was honoring Bad Boy Records artist Janelle Monae. Monae was also one of the performers handpicked by Prince to open for him on his recent string of Welcome to America shows in New York City. A source tells the New York Daily News that Diddy and Prince were seated at adjacent booths in the nightclub. Though Diddy had the larger booth of the two, Prince was blocked by a velvet rope and four bodyguards. During Monet's performance, Diddy and Prince exchanged a handshake and a hug. But that's as far as things went. The source says that it was obvious that Diddy wanted to join Prince and his date, American Bullet Theater Dance Misty Copeland. Diddy was like, yo, Prince, can I come with you, man? Can I fucking go? Prince said, nah, nigga, I don't fuck around with fags. Nigga, I don't hang with gays. Nigga, I hang with bitches. Anyway, but you can see that Diddy wanted to hang out, but Prince was very cold, says the source. He didn't have his security take down the velvet rope, so Diddy could pass into the inner sanctum and join him. Wow. Spokeswoman for Diddy denied the story to the New York Daily News, though. She did confirm that the two exchanged greetings at the end of the goddamn day. That's that, man. Goddamn, Prince, boy. Prince said, fuck you, Diddy. Damn. I love me some Prince, man. Big ups to Prince. I don't know, man. Don love her some Prince, man. Y'all niggas still fucked up over Michael Jackson and shit. Fuck that, man. I already knew what time it was. I always bet on the best. It's just always been like that in my life. I already know. All right, that's that. What you mean, Rodney? Rodney says he kicked Kim Kardashian off stage. How is he the truth? Ah, nigga, Prince is the shit, nigga. Stop hating. Brother Prince said Prince is a stuck-up bitch. Ah, stop hating. You just mad. You just mad you can't wear heels and get pussy. You fuck around and wear heels, you'll get a dick up your pussy. You just pissed. Don't hate, because Prince a real nigga. Prince a real nigga, goddamn. And fuck what you heard, goddamn. I don't give a fuck what none of you niggas say, goddamn. All right, that's it. All right, that is the news for today, the Don Nicole Young Show. That is the goddamn news. And that's that. I got one more thing to vent about. Then I open up the call lines. Anybody want to say anything, just let me know. Feel free to call in. Just one more thing I got to just say. You know, I guess motherfuckers don't know me. You feel me what I'm saying? I'm like a different breed on this motherfucking planet. And it kind of pissed me off when a nigga really don't know you and they want to have a conversation with you on black liberation and shit or whatever the fuck that shit means. But let me slow down on this one because I don't want to step on nobody's toes. You feel me? For y'all bite my head off. I just want to go slow with you niggas on this shit. All right, here we go. This motherfucker, I don't know who the fuck this nigga is, right? But first and foremost, let me just say this real quick. Big ups to Dr. Goddamn Mutwa. On the rip, man, all praise is due to Dr. Mutwa. Peace be upon him. You know what I'm saying? From the Manifestation. Very good show. I love Dr. Mutwa. He's one of the coolest niggas on Blog Talk. You know what I'm saying? One of the realest niggas on Blog Talk as well. I'm fucking around in goddamn his chat room and shit, right? You feel me? Because there's certain people chat rooms I don't go into anymore. You know what I'm saying? Once you offend me, you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with you no more. You serve me cold coffee in your fucking house, bitch. I don't bring my ass back to your crib. You feel me? That's just the way the shit works for me, right? So they give me time to catch up on Dr. Mutwa, you see? All right, so at the end of the day, this motherfucker, one of them niggas in the chat room, you know, was basically like, you know what I'm saying, like, Don, you need to be for your people, right? I never seen this bitch nigga day in my goddamn life, you feel me? And I said, nigga, what the fuck is you doing? That nigga said, I'm still in the struggle. I said, oh, shit, nigga, you still struggling? Like, what the fuck is that shit? What the fuck does that mean? Can somebody please give me a dictionary of what that, the fucking saying goes, you still in the struggle? Help a bitch out today, please. Who's smart enough to give me that definition or what the fuck that mean? I'm still in the struggle, and the nigga is trying to get me to get in the fucking struggle? Nigga, when I look at the word struggle, that shit means struggling. That shit means, nigga, you doing bad, motherfucker. You talking about you still in the goddamn struggle. Talking about he fought his people and shit and still in the goddamn struggle. I said, well, nigga, you with the wrong people if you fucking still in the struggle, my nigga. God damn it, but help me the fuck out. What the fuck does that shit mean at the end of the goddamn day? I need some help on that shit in the fucking struggle, nigga. What the fuck is that shit? Y'all think that shit is cute? Y'all think that shows your blackness or some shit? When does the fuck being in the struggle shows your blackness? I don't get that shit. Help a bitch out, please. I don't get that shit. Still in the goddamn struggle. The fuck is you talking about? Still in the goddamn struggle. God damn. Constantine says, burn your bra, baby. That's what he's saying. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. I know that bitch nigga wasn't saying that, was he? Well, at least you goddamn told me what the fuck that shit means. I'm going to have to take it for what the fuck it means. But I just want to put on record, man, don't come at somebody because you goddamn, you looking at their motherfucking ass and you think they should be in the fucking struggle with your bitch ass. I told that nigga, I ain't struggling. Fuck I look like. Then a nigga said, don't turn your back on your people. Nigga, I said, nigga, my people are my fucking children, bitch, nigga. That's why your ass struggling. Motherfucker, you ain't figured out who the fuck your people are. Like, when the fuck, who the fuck, come on, y'all, help a girl out, for real. I mean, goddamn, niggas is, goddamn, niggas still stuck in the goddamn 60s and shit, 50s. Let me know now, because goddamn, I don't stop fucking around with these niggas, man. Goddamn. I don't get that shit. Still in the fucking struggle and shit. You got to look out for your people. Who the fuck told you that shit? And who the fuck told you that your people was nothing but a bunch of motherfucking strangers and shit that you don't even motherfucking know? What the fuck is you saying? I mean, help a nigga out, you know? I'm serious about this shit, y'all, because, you know, I don't want a motherfucker to think that Dawn ain't for her children. You feel me? When you say people, I think of the little motherfucking feet that I created. When I see, when y'all, I don't know what the fuck, when y'all be saying, you know, you got to look out for your people, that, none of the first motherfuckers that come to my mind is my goddamn children. I don't know about you motherfuckers. I don't know what y'all see. Do y'all see a picture of a bunch of black different goddamn types of goddamn faces and shit, and then you say, yeah, my people, look out for motherfuckers with no names, niggas that, that don't break bread with you, niggas that don't cry with you, niggas that don't eat with you, niggas that don't laugh with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that shit. What the fuck is my people? Then the bitch nigga got pissed and nigga, my people are my goddamn children, bitch nigga. That's what the fuck my people is, motherfucker, and we ain't struggling. I ain't in no goddamn struggle. What the fuck is this struggle shit? Who the fuck taught you niggas? God damn. God damn, that's all I want to know. Who the fuck taught y'all motherfucking cornbread ass niggas, man? God damn. I don't get that shit. Talking about they still in the fucking, then pissed off at your ass, you the fucking devil, because you say you ain't in the fucking struggle. What the, you know, I was like, what the fuck? God damn you motherfuckers. I'm starting to goddamn go on some of these goddamn, that's why I like BC. I love Black Conservative Show. I stopped listening to him when he started letting Caucasians host this shit. But I love listening to BC, man. I love BC, man. That motherfucker, I love that little goddamn character on Blog Talk, because that motherfucker be pissing off niggas like that. I love it. I fucking love it. Y'all don't like BC, something wrong with y'all motherfuckers. Y'all don't like that nigga because he be calling y'all jungle coons and bunnies and shit. And crybabies whining all the fucking time. I see why y'all don't like that motherfucking nigga. Big up to BC, Black Conservative. You know what I'm saying? But shit, man, I'm just saying all that fucking struggling shit, man. God damn, you motherfuckers make me sick. Who the fuck taught y'all niggas that shit? Some of y'all niggas need to stay off some of these goddamn Blog Talk shows because it's fucking your mind up. It is literally fucking you up. You're unable to motherfucking overstand what the fuck you typing in the chat room and what the fuck you saying out loud and shit. Niggas say he goddamn still, he say he's still in the struggle. Like I'm supposed to say, that's what's up, nigga. That's what's up. Stay in the struggle, nigga. Stay in the struggle, motherfucker. Girl, I met a nigga that was still in the struggle, honey. He got it going on, that nigga in the struggle. The fuck that's supposed to fucking do? You ain't finna get no pussy saying that shit, nigga. What the fuck? That shit don't get you nowhere. Like, do you honestly know what the fuck you saying? God damn. Damn, I mean, this is why, God, this is the same reason why, I'll tell you, this is the same reason why I moved out of black neighborhoods, man. Who wants that shit? Who wants to raise their children up around niggas like that, man? I don't. I fucking don't. I'm just saying, who the fuck, God damn you niggas. Man, y'all done went so far back that you ain't even black no more. That's what I'm figuring this shit out. Y'all done went from blackness to ignorance in 10 seconds. Never heard no shit like that. Black supposed to be power. When is black a fucking struggle? Black ain't never been no goddamn struggle. Goddamn. Anthony said, don't go there, Don. Don't go where? Tell me where not to go. I'm going there. If you let me know where not to go, I'm going. Please tell me which direction you don't want me to go, goddammit. I'm just goddamn saying, good Lord, have mercy. When does black become fucking stupid? Goddamn, I thought black was power. Thought black was balancement. Thought black was infinite. Black was the shit. You know what I'm saying? Now you don't even want to be black fucking around with some of these niggas no goddamn more. Black, now if you black, you got to be in the fucking struggle. The fuck is that shit? How come you black, you got to be fuck in the struggle, nigga? The fuck, do you know what the fuck a struggle is, nigga? You are trying to indoctrinate me to become in the struggle? Have you lost your fucking mind, bitch, nigga? Since the day I was fucking born, I was struggling with three motherfucking brothers, a father and a fucking mother, nigga, and then I broke that fucking struggle. I broke that fucking rope, bitch, nigga. and all of a sudden you telling me to struggle with some no-name motherfuckers now? You have lost your motherfucking mind. Queen Afami said, a brother told me once we were born in the struggle from the womb. Coming here is a struggle. Laugh out loud. I looked at the mofo like he was crazy. I mean, for real. Like, nigga, don't. I'm telling you, just like them gay Christians say, you were born in the sin and shit. That's their reason for fucking the same sex. That's what that shit sound like. That's what that shit sound like. The same way them fucking them gay Christians use the Bible and say, well, we all was born in the sin, is the same shit. I heard that shit too, Queen. Well, bitch, nigga, want to say we were born into the struggle. Nigga, shut the fuck up, nigga. According to my mama, she said I didn't give her no problem when she was carrying me for 9 months. And she said she spit me out like it was a piece of shit. It was simple. Shit, fuck you mean, nigga. I ain't have the fucking struggle. Fuck is you talking about, bitch, nigga? Shit, I don't know what the fuck a struggle fucking feels like. I struggled for 5 years in a marriage with an African motherfucker. That was my goddamn struggle. Then after that, I struggled with a whole bunch of goddamn black conscious peace motherfuckers. That was my struggle. I'm done struggling. I'm fucking with nothing but professional, high class niggas at this moment. I ain't fucking with no more struggling ass motherfuckers. I'm tired of strugglers. I'm tired of leeches. I ain't nothing. Everybody that's all preaching that black power, goddamn in the struggle shit is not. Nothing but fucking leeches. They on the corner of Dubai Street and can't get it right. And they pissed off at your fucking ass. They call you a motherfucking sellout because your motherfucking ass done crossed the goddamn street. You damn right I'm across that motherfucking street. Get the fuck out your goddamn face. God damn you motherfuckers. All ones, come on in. That damn struggle shit get on my goddamn nerves. All ones, your mic is open. How you doing?
You know I couldn't do nothing more but agree with you.
B.A. B.A. in the building. Hey, baby, what you got for me today?
Oh, nothing much. I just think that that's what it all is. You know, you gotta really click with people that either are already there at the height of success or whatever they claim as success, or you gotta click with people that wanna go that route to be successful. To have a change in their lives, to change themselves, to prosper, to better themselves, to stop going with people that make excuses or give you theologies to look up and things of that nature.
I totally goddamn agree. Like, who the fuck, I mean, people, you got to watch out for these words, man. These words are spells. That's the only thing people are not conscious of. You know what I'm saying? People be asking, are you down with the struggle? Like, nigga, what? What, nigga? Nigga, you just fucking curse me out with that shit. That's a curse word. Down with the struggle. Nigga, you ain't. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, motherfucker. Fuck that shit.
They'll use all types of catchphrases.
And they don't even know what they're saying, though. If they really knew what they're saying, they would not say that fucking word. Say, are you up with the come up, not down with the struggle? Are you up with progression of the black family or some shit? Then I'll be like, hell yeah, all day long, because, again, I think about my family. But goddamn it, that struggling shit and looking out for your, somebody, Don, don't turn your back on your people. Nigga, who the, Nick, what? Boy, that motherfucker was in my face.
Your people
are
your family first and foremost, and that's always.
Say what, baby?
No, I said your people, they always have me laughing when they claim your people. When you, in all actuality, your people is your family. That's wrong.
Exactly. I mean, you got to watch this shit, man. You got to fuck
your black race. Your people is your family.
That's true.
That's how I truly believe that's how the ruling class elite see it as well. They don't see.
Why do you think their family is so tight and so, you know what I'm saying, successful?
Exactly.
I'm talking about from the dog on, even the dog successful. That dog, the dog being goddamn Olympics and shit. They little dog, the whole everything in the goddamn house be successful. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, and they're all white. I'm pretty sure they look at the entire white race and say, my people, please. They look at them family members.
Exactly. If everybody look at their own house, like I always say, take care of your own fucking home. I would be doing my people a disservice if I neglect my family for some niggas in the street. Would I not?
Yes, you would. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, of course you would.
You know, and then I would be called a fucking hypocrite because then bitch niggas would be like, you know, she be all talking about she help her people, but meanwhile her children struggling and shit. Her house all fucked up. You feel me? That shit don't work. You focus at home. This home is where your heart at.
I was gonna say the funny thing about that is that they would actually have credibility if they was to say that you helping everybody else but your own children. So that's why they call
that
family.
Exactly. Yep. Ain't that a motherfucker? You ain't lying about that shit there, boy. You ain't lying about that shit right there. You hit the nigga on the head on that one. You do get credibility. You neglect your goddamn family and you go out and save every fucking body black that you see.
You're a
fucking hero. The fuck is that shit?
A bunch of strangers that can take you out at the drop of a dime. They can also take you out.
Self-guided said, what about those that choose that life, Don? Choose what life? To neglect their family and go out and help other motherfuckers? That was me at one time. Ass backwards is what that's called. I was ass backwards. I know what the fuck that shit feel like. The captain saves motherfuckers in the goddamn street. Meanwhile, your children are fucked up. That was me. I'm living proof of that shit. That's why I'm able to talk about that shit now. You know what I'm saying? I'd be on that nigga side. The nigga said, you in the struggle? I'd be like, fuck hell, I'm for my people. And I would think about everybody I don't know, and the images of my children would not come in my face. Every time now, when I think of progression for black families or black people, our first motherfucker I look at is my children. That's it. Now I can see. Now my eyes are open. Now I know good from evil, good people from bad, good food from bad, good places from bad, good things from bad. Now I motherfucking know good words from bad. Now I've been there. I've been there off the fucking rip. Off the goddamn rip, I've been there. My mom would kick my ass. You know what I'm saying? And I would look at her like, man, the fuck her issue is? She ain't for the struggle. She ain't for her people. Why she got a problem with me helping motherfuckers? She kept telling me, girl, you need to help yourself. You need to help your goddamn children. Why you out there helping other motherfuckers? That shit, I looked at my mama like she was the black devil, but in all honesty, she was the fucking truth. It took me a long time, and even Dr. York had to motherfucking goddamn open up a can of whoop ass on my ass when it came to that shit. That motherfucker told me, my mom was saying it for years, but it took Dr. York to say that shit one fucking time to me, not to a whole bunch of fucking niggas, but goddamn, I'm so glad that nigga cared about me. That motherfucker said one goddamn thing to me. He said, first of all, you need to think about your children. I had no idea what the fuck that really meant, to think about your children. And when he first said it to me, I got offended. I was like, the fuck you mean, think about my children? Nigga, I think about my children every day. I had no idea what really thinking about your children really fucking means. I had no idea. You know what I'm saying? Because if you really tell a black woman, you know what I'm saying, to think about their children, she ready to swing on your fucking ass, because, nigga, the fuck is you talking about? What you trying to say, I'm a bad mama, motherfucker? You trying to say I don't think about my babies? You know what I'm saying? But I was doing a lot for what is considered my community. Meanwhile, my children were being neglected. You know what I'm saying? I had no idea what the fuck that mean. But when that nigga said you need to think about your children, and one more thing that motherfucker said to me, that did it. He said, I want you to stay away from motherfucking Nuwapians. Stay away from niggas, from leeches. He said, you want to know how I know? I said, how? He said, because I had the same type of niggas with me. Them fucking Nuwapians were with me. I want you to stay the fuck away from leeches. Stay away from leeching ass motherfuckers. And from that point, whew, I thought I didn't understand what that means. Like, nigga, I thought we were all family. I was trained by other Nuwapians saying that we are family. We need to come together and stick together. That nigga said, no, think about your children. Think about your motherfucking children for the rest of your goddamn life. And I didn't know what think about really means, but now I'm about to fucking tell y'all what think about fucking means. So let's imagine Dawn at home, after hearing that shit, started thinking about her children, each and every one of them, every four of them. I started thinking about their personalities, their traits, their talents, and their gifts. every last one of them. And then I wrote it down on paper, and I start to build an investment all around they fucking ass from that point on. I said, no more I'm letting bread out the house or my fucking attention out my goddamn house. That's when I started thinking about my children. I knew that my daughter, well, one of my daughters was fucking just goddamn the bomb, biggity bomb in music, bought the piano. You know what I'm saying? My son wanted to play the drums, bought them drums. I started fucking really investing in my fucking children. Got them all lessons and shit. My daughter played, my other daughter plays the trumpet. My other daughter plays the sax. Started investing in lessons in that shit, too. Then that's just one form of fucking thinking about their ass. Then I started realizing that I had a flexible daughter. Both of my daughters love to flip and shit. Started investing in goddamn gymnastics. Started investing in a whole bunch of shit. My son loved basketball. Started investing him in Hawks camp, Atlanta Hawks camp and shit. Started motherfucking putting it in. The nigga was so fucking smart. Brain-wise, I invested in him in robotics camp and goddamn video game maker camp. And the nigga can draw, so I put his ass in animation camp. Then I started realizing, oh, shit, this is what the fuck is thinking about the children is and not thinking about the people in some fucking ass struggle and trying to be black and prove your blackness and shit. I fucking had to figure this shit out. I said, God, this is what the fuck this shit is. This is what it means to think about your children. Not think about your children talking about, y'all ready to go to the grocery store? Let's go get some food. Not thinking about your children like, damn, nigga, you need some new shoes, right? Let's go to the goddamn shoe store. Not thinking about it like that. That's automatic. Thinking outside of the box. Thinking about how to develop them to become progressive fucking gods of the planet Earth and not try to fuck with niggas your age and you trying to motherfucking indoctrinate grown motherfuckers, indoctrinate your own motherfucker. Is what I say. So that's what the fuck I had to, that's what he said to me. It took me a minute to learn what think about your children means and leave these niggas where the fuck they at, because ain't none of them smart niggas in the struggle said to me, excuse me, Miss Lady, I love what you're doing, but I would prefer you to put all your energy in your children. Ain't none of them smart Nawabian niggas, broke back mound motherfuckers ever came to me or one of them bitches, all the fucking knowledge and wisdom and understanding on the planet. Not one of them motherfuckers ever came to me and say, I like what you're doing, but it will look so much better if you do it to your children. None of them. And you don't even hear
least,
none of them
least,
niggas saying that shit now. Huh?
I said, at least they tell you you're God.
These say what, baby?
At least they tell you you are God.
Man, who the fuck wants to hear that shit and you still on Dubai Street on the corner and can't get it right? Like, you know, like, that's not going to help. Show me how to be God. Show me that. The only God that can show you how to be God is a real God. That's why it took Dr. York to goddamn pull me. Come here, little dumbass little girl. Come here. He had to pull me to the side. And just the motherfucker taught me for 4.5 years straight, just he and I. That's it. No fucking body else. Not a group of fucking Nubians. Not a group of bitches. Not a group of security guards. Just he and I. And that motherfucker had to fucking, I had to get brainwashed from all that old in the struggle black talk shit, black power shit. And I had to put all that black power shit right in my fucking family, right in my children. The power is in the intellect. And I didn't have intellect. I had information, but with no intellect.
Mm-hmm.
Had information with no intellect, no action. I had knowledge, but I couldn't act on what I know. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Niggas got knowledge, but they don't know how to act knowledge. They don't know how to act on the knowledge. They don't know where to put the fucking knowledge. Put the shit in your fucking homes. Put it right there. Put it in your beehive. Start to think outside the goddamn box. Then I'll fuck with you. I can't fuck with you if you're not doing that shit. I can't fuck with you if you ain't investing in your babies.
See,
if you out there bumping nuts and shit and spitting goddamn knowledge, sharing knowledge with grown fucking ass niggas, meanwhile your baby's struggling. Meanwhile, you don't know how to think about your fucking children. Who fuck wants that? I don't want to be around a motherfucker. I don't even want to be around a bitch like that. I don't even want to be around bitches and buy they daughter's baby dolls. Who the fuck wants that shit? Bitch, you still under the spell with your black conscious ass. Who wants that shit?
And they always talk about emulating people like Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey, but yet they fail to understand Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey, they were actually educated, and not only educated, but they were actually their own self-made individuals. They didn't have people think for them. That's the big difference between them and the rest of these people you see today.
Mm-hmm.
They
agreed.
Were probably influenced by people like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but that don't mean that the Honorable Muhammad, they followed every doctrine of, what's his name? Elijah Muhammad. Malcolm X, he did not do that. He was his very own person, very own thinking. He was original.
Yeah, you gotta be. And you know what I'm saying? You gotta be. You have to still think. You have to still think as an individual. You fuck around and you think like the masses, you gonna fucking lose. You gonna lose. You have to be an individual thinker. You have to, especially for the sake of your seed. You can't think like the bitch next door. You can't think like the nigga that works with you. You got to think greater than the motherfucker next door. You got to think greater than the motherfucker that work with you. You got to have a greater thought process than any fucking human being on the planet.
Mm-hmm. That's why, they would always, they'll condemn people who wants to go, I'm not going to say it's all of them, but, they'll condemn people who become successful and not connect to their communities, yada, yada, yada. They go to these so-called European colleges and the white man teaches them. But I always say look at people like, I know we've talked about this before, but, look at people like, for instance, Barack. Now, they all call Barack a house nigga and, he's a sellout towards these corporations. But, yeah, if we put Barack's status next to their status, let's just be honest, Don. Barack is literally, not figuratively, but literally like a god to them. He is literally god to most of them. So is Oprah. She is literally god to most of them. But yet they
who's God? It's the Most High. Whoever the highest amongst you. You know what I'm saying? The highest amongst you is the Most High. Ain't nothing spooky about that. People think the Most High is some niggas floating in the goddamn sky or some shit. Nah, these are real beings. These are some real motherfuckers. Goddamn it, get that spooky spiritual shit out your goddamn head. The Most High is motherfuckers that is amongst you that is the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was considered the Most High amongst all the fucking basketball players, the greatest at his time. Mm-hmm. Then there's someone that came out greater than him. 00 says, I feel you, Don, but shit, I get mind blocked sometimes. You know why you get mind blocked? It's the particular channels that you tune into. You got to watch what you tune into. That's all it is. It's your frequencies. You got to watch who you're listening to or what you're watching or what you're looking at. You got to be mindful of all that shit because you can get mind blocked. That shit ain't no fucking joke.
You can hear me?
Yes.
I was gonna say this is to offer because I just got in your chat and I was reading that they're telling me to shut up. This is to all of them. At the drop of a dime, if Barack
please,
wants to
be you can go in the chat room and type that. I don't like chat room on the show.
Oh, okay.
Chat room and set the record straight
and
that shit.
But Don, it is what it is. I mean, Barack compared next to most of these broke back mountain ass niggas, he is literally like God to them. He controls the monetary policy, and he controls the foreign political policy. Political arena. So please, this is not to say that he's absolute the leader of the free world, but his status compared to any of theirs put together.
Yeah, Obama doing his thing. He's doing his thing, and he was groomed. I'm grooming my children. I'm not grooming adults no fucking more. That shit don't fucking work. You groom the minds of the young and watch them take over the fucking planet. You can't groom adults, man. That's a waste of your fucking time. And he's been groomed. He's been groomed since baby on up to do what he do now. I was listening to Michelle, man. I was like, damn, Michelle a bad motherfucker. She bad. Michelle got it going on. she was just, you know, tagging them questions, man. Them questions were being thrown at her. Michelle was knocking them motherfuckers out. I was like, Michelle, I like her. I like Michelle. Michelle bad. That's a badass woman off the rip. She got it going on. Michelle got it going on. I love it, man. I love to see the images in the fucking White House. I love to see what I'm looking at in the White House. I love it. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I love to see it.
Please.
I love to see a black family progress together. Together. I fucking love it. Call it a house nigga, a field nigga, a sellout, a boule, a traitor. Call it whatever the fuck you want to call it, motherfucker. But that's one family that ain't got a want for shit.
Mm-hmm.
Out the goddamn rip. That's a progressive goddamn family, and I love
it. That's the funny thing. They actually got power.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, that shit is beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
You challenge old Barack. He'll get the military to blast your ass away.
Yeah, I like. I just love the family unity that they have. I love it. I swear to God, man. That's a great example. If you don't see nothing out of the Obama's family, man, just see the fact that they are a husband, a wife, and children living it vivid. They living their shit vivid, you know? You know, I love it. Just know that that's some shit you aspire to. You may not want to get into politics. Who gives a fuck about they profession that they chose? But the simple fact that they doing it big as a family, man, that shit is beautiful. That's the real goddamn Cosby Show. I don't give a fuck how you look at it. That shit real.
Yeah.
That shit real. You know, that's a great
very
motherfucking family, man. I love it, man. A devoted wife, a loving husband, loving father. I mean, this shit is goddamn, it's gangster
beautiful
shit.
Beautiful children. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fucking gangster. I love it. And they real motherfucking people. Like Obama, like Michelle say, man, even though she on that obesity shit, Michelle will tell you off the rip, I love fucking french fries. I love salty fucking foods. I love that shit. I ain't finna front with you niggas and tell y'all motherfuckers don't stop this and stop eating that. I'm telling you that it's going to be a working process for us to all eat healthy. I love that shit. That's a real woman. That ain't no bitch goddamn sugarcoating shit trying to be holy in the fucking White House like some of these bitches be that's at the bottom. You know, that's a real bitch. This is what I like, and I'm working on that my goddamn self. You feel me? So, you know, I like real bitches, man. I love to hear real people talk. I love it. 313, come on in with us, please. You're on the air.
Hey, Don, it's Guru Nation. What's up?
Guru, man, it's always an honor and a pleasure to hear your voice. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I was listening to you today, and you're mentioning about where does that struggle come from? Where does all that bullshit come from? And a lot of conscious cats won't like it, but it's something like you said, and y'all have been discussing on your show as of recently, is that the conscious community is like a religion. When you take religion and when you come out of Christianity or some of the other religions, one of the levels that is taught is that when you're battling the devil, the preacher will tell you or say right then and there that you ain't doing God's will unless you struggle. Now, see, that mental connection will fuck you up when you believe in that religion and that Bible and the things of that nature. When you say, okay, if I'm doing good, then that means that the devil is working with you. You see that game? They done flip the game so crazy that you motherfuckers like, oh, shit, I'm doing good. I got to start fucking up now because that means I'm working with the devil. So that when we take that, the wordplay is just a little different, but it's the same shit in the conscious community. Oh, look at these niggas. They done blew up. That means they working with the devil. See, I'm struggling. That means I'm working with God. See how that shit works? And that shit is so deeply ingrained in the community that it perpetrates throughout the life, throughout generations, and this is what people literally believe. That's why you're like, you're not down with the people, you're not down with the struggle. Hell no, I'm not down with the struggle and the people. My people is my fam. That's all that matters.
Hey, man, what the fuck is wrong with that shit?
You know, it's a matter of control. There's some preachers I actually spoke with about it, and you know what they said? Niggas don't want to hear good shit sometimes. I said, well, look, break it down, because you got to remember these Christian churches and these religious establishments, they're businesses too. So my man was like, man, I wanted to give them this good shit, but niggas stopped coming to church. So then I started saying, well, the struggle is, you know, you ain't the devil is on your ass. It's just struggling today. It's just struggling yesterday. You know, and he's talking all that shit. Niggas started filling the church up. We were like, God damn, brother. I'm like, what?
What is that?
Are you right, though.
As soon as this got them, because I noticed, I said, how come every time, it don't matter where you go, even if it's a so-called conscious blog talk show, or a goddamn church, they always talk about the fucking devil and it fills up. You start talking about some good shit, boy, you ain't got but two motherfuckers in your chat room. I watch that shit. Like, some of these motherfucking shows be having, like, multi-black billionaires, guest speakers, such and such, get more money, Jackson.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And don't be but two motherfuckers in their goddamn chat room. Meanwhile, you got to fucking head it on blog talk. Black white supremacy and black people that's been suppressed, that shit filled up like a motherfucker.
Filled up like a motherfucker. These niggas don't want to hear that.
I mean, I'm like 1,000 motherfuckers in the chat room and shit. That shit is funny as hell.
Ain't it? And that's why we have to have that discernment in the who we need to hanging out with. Like you was just telling the person in the chat room, you got a mental block. What is your frequency? Who are you hanging out with? Who are you talking to? What are your conversations? You know, this is a whole delineation of values that you have to look at. Well, what information am I actually taking in? If them niggas is struggling and you wondering why you're struggling and you talking to them niggas all the fucking time, guess what? That's why your ass is struggling. wait a minute, but I'm going to church and I'm listening. It's the Lord God. Wait a minute. Did you actually recognize that Jesus and Yeshua in the Bible, they said that his loins didn't wear out? That didn't mean that nigga was wearing Versace suits. You see what I'm saying?
Say what?
When you talk about Jesus, look at the Bible, they say that in the Bible, there's some scriptures that say that Jesus' loins did not wear out. That means he was wearing the finest linen. That nigga wasn't wearing no cheap ass
shit. Jesus wasn't no broke
nigga now. Thank you. He was not no broke nigga, but niggas ain't paying attention.
Jesus, I don't know why the fuck they get it. They want to preach that broke doctrine that Jesus was broke. Jesus was a goddamn pimp. Read Matthew 25, goddammit.
Thank you.
Jesus said, I'm leaving every last one of y'all motherfuckers a talent of mine, and your job
is
to goddamn flip that talent, turn it into fucking profit, turn it into money, and then put it in the bank and let it accumulate interest.
That shit is
in Matthew 25. Five was wise and five was foolish. Read that shit all the way when Jesus stepped in. Then Jesus said, when I come back, he said, I'm going to come back and ask you, where the fuck is my money?
Right.
That's what that nigga said. He said, I give every last one of y'all a talent of mine. And y'all job is to flip that shit and make some goddamn money.
And say, this nigga doubled my shit. That's my nigga.
That's right.
Come on into the kingdom of God.
That's right. That nigga said, I'm going to separate the goats from the goddamn sheep. He said, and then I'm going to motherfucking goddamn say to you motherfuckers, I never knew you. Jesus, that motherfucker was gangster. I love reading Jesus letters.
I want to ask a question. Okay. Is the Egyptian Revolution what's going on in Egypt, can that be a replica of black power? Do you think so?
Say what?
He said, is the Egyptian Revolution another form of black power? Is that what you said, B.A.? Well,
not another form of black power. I said, can it be a replica of black power? Like, should blacks emulate that if they literally want to change?
Can I answer that real quick? Here's the problem with that. If blacks could, blacks can't. That's the problem. Blacks can't, only because there's so many blacks that are already in their black power movement. They've already gained their power. It's just the ones that have not on this planet. and on this side of the fucking fence. On this side of the on the world, the Western Hemisphere, they just have not. So those are the people that really ain't figured out how to work a thing the way it need to be worked. Those are the people that you got them smart motherfuckers at the bottom that says we all need to get together and march on Washington and get our reparations. That shit ain't gonna fucking happen. That shit, I mean, how many times motherfuckers talk about that shit? We all need to join together and fucking protest. The shit never fucking works. You understand? Those are the people that they use as tools. And at the end of the day, you got niggas that make up the fucking government of your fucking United States. You got niggas that run shit now. So who will you be fighting? Who are you be asking for?
He's an Egyptian who looked just like them. They just got his ass out yesterday or today, I believe.
What I'm saying is that you cannot touch. They can't fucking touch Barack Obama if they're trying to get, if it's a little bit different. They can't touch him. Black people, they ain't figured the shit out that we've already won. It's just that the niggas that are still on Dubai Street preaching that old fucking slave mentality doctrine to these motherfuckers are the ones that keeping niggas suppressed. The government ain't keeping these niggas suppressed. It's the niggas in your hood that's smart and intellectual that's keeping niggas suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? No,
mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, shit, like, why would I go fight the government when it's a bunch of niggas in my circle that don't want me to have shit?
That's right.
Doesn't that make sense?
That makes total sense. It is. That's what it's all about right there. The other
thing. You know, I mean, shit, Obama ain't stopping your motherfucking ass from getting that paper. You know? Obama ain't stopping your ass from going to school and getting you an education, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and then take over the fucking planet if you like. Obama ain't stopping you from doing it. It's them niggas. It's them smart, conscious motherfuckers that's stopping these niggas. And then it's the same type of fucking, it's the crab in the bucket shit. This is a little bit different. The power over here in the United States is not that motherfucking confined. The power is shifted. We won this motherfucker. That's the only thing niggas need to wake up. Like, I can understand the black, the white supremacy shit right now in the millennium 2011. If there's not a child that's black that ever went to college, if there's not a black senator, a black surgeon general, a black attorney general, a black judge, a black goddamn, you know, a black teacher, I can understand then. Let's get together and let's overthrow the fucking government. But you have to fucking tell me that there is not a black successful motherfucker on the planet right now. Then I would know that white supremacy is running shit. That's when I would get together with your ass. When I look at myself and I look at my children are still struggling, and there's not a black child able to get into college, able to motherfucking open up a business, because the city says if you white, you can only get your business license, and if you black, you can't get shit, then I'll be with that shit. I'll be with it. Then I know that there's a concentrated effort to keep all black people down. But then I find out that there's not a concentrated effort to keep black people down. It's a concentrated effort that the black devil is always amongst black people that's striving to come up. Because you have to prove to me, goddammit, you have to literally tell me that there's not a successful black motherfucker on the planet first before I fucking join hand in hand with you and we shall overcome. You got to tell me that shit first. You got to fucking tell me that niggas ain't riding in motherfucking goddamn, that there's fucking Rolls Royce Phantom drop heads. Rolls Royce ain't selling niggas drop heads. You got to fucking tell me that Cadillac ain't selling niggas cars. We should all be on feet right now. We should all be on foot. You should tell me right now there ain't a motherfucking landlord or a fucking bank that's going to give you a fucking house because you black. We should all be outside in the fucking streets right now. You got to fucking tell me that there's not a Walmart that'll let your ass in that motherfucker because you black. You got to tell me all that shit first, then I'll fuck with you. It's just certain shit like that, you know what I'm saying, that'll let me know, yeah, let's overthrow the fucking government. God damn it, all these crackers won't let us have nothing. You know, then I'll know. Then I'll fucking know that white supremacy is fucking real. That shit ain't real. It ain't real to some of us motherfuckers because that shit ain't stopping us from fucking overcoming. How come all the smart niggas ain't overcame shit yet? You so fucking smart, you still ain't overcome nothing. Something don't sound right. You know, it's just, I mean, does that help, Guru? You can take it, baby. Shit, I'm just
Oh, yeah, no, you on the roll, baby. Do your thing. I love it when you get on the roll. Just roll until you done.
I'm done, sweetheart. Go ahead.
What you're saying, that's exactly it. That makes total sense. That is what's actually going on. The thing about in business, see, a lot of people look at business in a wrong light. Business is a strategy that can break things down to bring profit into an organization or to a person. And one of the things that you look at when you working in business is you evaluate. If niggas is smart as hell but ain't shit going on for your community, for your family, you ain't bringing nothing in, that's called no ROI, which is a return on your investment in marketing. If you ain't giving me no return on my fucking investment, then guess what? That is a bad deal. That is a bad move. Don't go down that route. And that's what you're breaking down to them right now. That's something that...
Hell yeah, that's a bad investment.
Damn.
Damn, nigga. You know, that's a gamble there. And I think that people need to fucking play responsible. They need to be very responsible to certain situations that are sensitive. Like, I'm a sensitive motherfucker. When I hear certain things, it doesn't make goddamn sense. When it come out of half of these nigga mouths, man, again, that's why I had to stop tuning in. Because who wants to tune in to shit like that when you are one that wants better for yourself and your family? Who wants
you
to
tune in to it, Don.
I'm serious. Like, oh, my God, that shit hurt my fucking heart when I hear niggas talk now.
Yep.
You know, when I and then
so
it's sad because
you
got a whole bunch of niggas saying yep with them. Are you serious?
That's why you stopped going to Nikki Love show?
I stopped going to Nikki Love show because she banned my motherfucking ass, even though we called the truth. But you know me, I don't fuck with you no more. After that, you know, I seen them fucking ban me over some old bitch nigga crying to you and shit. Then I don't fuck with you. You know, then I know you don't have spirit of discernment. You can click the ban button, but you can't private message me, you feel me, and ask me, is it true? I never disrespect nobody on their show. I never do that. So this is why, you know, I got disrespected, and every, you know, action is equal opposite reaction. I don't fuck with you no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I got 90 seconds. The leadership is about to take off, man. Y'all got to call in to hear the next hour of the show. The call-in number is 347-884-9239. The leadership is about to take off. Call in to hear the next hour of the show. If not, you guys have an awarding day, and we see you Monday. I hope y'all have an awarding strong beginning. Not a weekend, but a strong beginning.
She be sweating. She be for showing satellite radio or some shit.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, that's it. You know, I got nothing but love for it, but I just don't, you know, I just have to keep my distance now. That's the way I do it. You ban me, nigga, you ain't got to ever worry about me again. You got to ever see me, nigga. I'm not going to be that one added to your fucking ratings after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless, we call it truth or not. Yeah, we cool. I just don't fuck with you no more. That's the way I roll.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You cut my throat. I don't fuck with you. I don't go back and let you cut my throat again. The fuck I look like? You know? I'm serious. That's just the way I go. It's not just at Nikki. It's just at everybody who goddamn cut my throat. You know? I don't go back.
Yeah.
I know who you are. The fuck I look like going back?
Yeah. She just exposed herself and what type of person she always was.
Well, we're not going to talk about Nikki like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I still love her as a person whom I met through Blog Talk, but that's it. I'm just saying. As far as I'm concerned, mm-hmm. goddamn it, shit, I just don't fuck with niggas that don't have me the goddamn back. I just don't fuck with you no more. Out of a bitch nigga, you that goddamn psychic and shit, you couldn't fucking tap into your psychic powers and see whether or not the nigga was telling you the truth or not, motherfucker. Then I can't fuck with you. That means that means every time I'm with you, my life is threatened because you will let the devil in to whisper in your fucking ear. You know? So I watch shit like that. I watch shit like that. That means you don't have psychic self-defense. And I'm serious about rolling with motherfuckers who got psychic self-defense. You know what I'm saying?
To be honest,
you know, because, you know, that shit will jump in your fucking ass, and next thing you know, an innocent Abel is slain again. Abel will not
be
killed this motherfucking time.
Let me just be honest. She probably just did that.
Hold up real quick. 404, I open up your mic, but I need you to mute your background. Anybody want their mic open? The leadership has officially taken off. You know what I'm saying? Push one on your keypad now if you want your mic open to chime in. If not, then it's all good. We love y'all. Thank y'all for flying in the economy side of the fucking ship. But the first class, push one if you want in on the first class, shout it. And it looked like, I think Guru might be flying the leadership today. 410-643, you're on the air. 414-578, you're on the air. 718-484, you're on the air. 206-396, you're on the air. 404, I'm going to check you one more time to see if your background's straight. 404-396, your mic is open. 323-299, welcome to the first class of the leadership. 865-455, welcome to the first class of the leadership. And all ones, your mic is open as well. Everybody that's in the first class, you know what I'm saying, please mute your backgrounds. You know what I'm saying? If you want to chime in, unmute yourself. Just remember you could be on mute if you're striving to jump in like Double Dutch. All right?
All right. All right. I'm muting myself because I'm having my lunch.
Okay. Oh, okay. What you having?
I got, girl, it's so good. I have bagel, not bagel thins, but wheat thins. These are wheat, little wheat bread that's really thin, 100 calories. They're called earth grains, thin buns, and turkey.
Are you still walking, queen? You know, a couple of last year,
yeah,
you was calling in, walking
car,
and shit.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
Huh?
To my car and back coming to work, right. That's all I'm
say
doing.
Say what?
Right, I said, yeah, to my car and back. Yeah.
Say what?
I said, yeah, it's a joke, girl. To my
say that
car
joke again.
To my
yeah,
car
what?
And back. To my car and back in the morning. That's it in the evening. That's about it right now.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I ain't on it right now. I got to wait. Got to get my knee messed.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Come on in, anybody want to add to it. But that's just how I feel about, you know, I just want to put that on record, you know. There's no respect. There's no disrespect. It's just that once I get disrespected and we call a truce or whatever, I still don't fuck with you. That's just the way I roll.
Exactly. You'd be a fool if you did.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You don't go back to the snake.
I'm not
go
really
back to the same. I don't take I'm sorry and I apologize. I don't take that shit to heart, you know.
Right.
I don't like a motherfucker to apologize or say they sorry to me because I know they'll do it again.
Psychic people don't really scare me because, you know, they could do all that voodoo bull and say what they want to say or wish what they want to wish on you, but that shit, it backfires on them. They got to pay for what they do double time or ten times, tenfold.
I don't believe in it, actually. I don't believe in it, you know, not really.
Well, you can, I mean, when you say stuff to your brain,
I,
just like she was talking about earlier, when you say stuff in your brain or if you speak stuff with your tongue, you know what I mean, that's just, that's voodoo or that's a part of, you know, wishing
yeah,
stuff into
spell.
Air.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a spell.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Yeah, you can speak something.
Head,
that's why
know.
When motherfuckers would come at me and say, girl, I wish you get what the fuck is coming to you, and I say, I wish I do too. God damn it, I can't wait, because everything got my name on it, I want it. You know, but I don't know why they think that shit is an omen or some shit. You're going to get what you deserve. Yes, please give it to me. Please, I would love to get what I deserve, because I deserve a lot. You ain't saying shit that scared me with that shit. My ex-husband, I told you that nigga from Africa, that nigga would say, you don't fucking know me, bitch, I'm from Africa, bitch, I put some fucking shit on your fucking ass. That's what that nigga used to... A nigga used to say that shit to me.
Hello? That's at 3 o'clock. I got to pick Rory and them up first. And then I come scoop you up, and then I pick up Fernando, okay? What? Okay. All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
I apologize, man. You know, that phone ring, boy, that shit say school on the cell phone. You got to pick that motherfucker up. You feel me? That motherfucker say school on the ID. Fuck that shit. Them calls you don't want to miss. It. If you got all your babies with you in the school call, you ain't got to answer that motherfucker, but God damn it. That shit says something to watch out for. I don't fuck around. Okay, so yeah, so back to the struggle shit. I think it's important because we have to be conscious of this shit. You know, let's talk about the real conscious community shit. I think the conscious community are conscious at every fucking thing that come out their goddamn mouth or come out of someone else's mouth, and you got to duck when that shit comes if there's negative energy towards it.
Show no.
Show no, babe.
My only concern is that they teach this to young children. That's my only concern.
I can't hear you, sweetheart. You're muffling.
No, I just say my only concern is that they teach that nonsense to children.
Well, I honestly think that they don't even know what the fuck they're saying. You know, they haven't even mastered, you know what I'm saying, the art of casting spells unless they have and they breeded themselves around certain shows like Nikki and a lot of other shows. You know what I'm saying? Like Nikki's shows. You know, like, it's certain shit I won't let fly on my show because I'm conscious of words. I know what the fuck words can do.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're not conscious all the way, I mean, like, that shit, you know, that shit will sink in and you done tuned in, and next thing you know, you repeating what another unconscious motherfucker has said. Mm-hmm. That's how quick, I mean, I'm telling you, man, that shit become a spell. Say what, baby? I can't hear you, sweetheart. Say what? Did I miss something? Yeah, but you got to, I mean, even, you know, that's why I do have to do war with my mother. You know what I'm saying? She don't understand that, you know, I'm just not under the spell of English, so I know what you're saying to me, and I have to fight that shit back. Because what you're doing is you're trying to curse me, and you don't even fucking know it. You think you're helping me, but you're cursing me because you're not even profound in the English language. You haven't even mastered the English language yet. So it's certain things that, like, you know, at one time I was driving without no license and shit. So my mom would say, you better motherfucking go get your license reinstated. You gonna fucking get pulled over, get locked up, then you gonna have to pay a fine and goddamn it.
Yeah, I hate that.
I'm like, whoa,
that.
Son, you fucking trying to put a curse on me with
exactly.
That shit, ain't you? I mean, what the fuck is all that shit? You know, like, goddamn, do you know what the fuck you saying, nigga? I've been riding for goddamn a whole year, and you think I want to get stopped, motherfucking go to jail? Like,
word.
How the fuck you gonna put that shit on me like that? You know, I mean,
exactly.
Shit, like, whoa, mama, chill the fuck out. Damn, do you know what the fuck you just, you probably just set the family back by doing that shit.
Oh, damn.
You know, so, I mean, again, that's why I keep my conversations limited, because I already know I'm talking to people that are under the spell and haven't mastered the English language. They don't know what the fuck they be saying half of the goddamn time.
Drunken spirit.
They don't know.
It just sounds good.
But you know what I don't like is when people get on them subjects on them shows that they go all the way fucking left into space.
Ooh.
Like they were talking about dragons. And
on what show?
What the fuck? I don't even want to say, but I'm like, first of all, from what I read, I thought dragons were some kind of clone, like some shit that witches put together, because back in the day they cloned shit. A lot of people don't know that, but they were cloning shit way back in the day.
Oh, that shit was. That shit go way back, millions of years back, cloning. Yeah, that
cloning.
Ain't nothing new. That's right.
But
and what was funny that goddamn you would get your ass kicked on the goddamn show if you call in or make her come in the chat room talking about dragons. What the fuck is you talking about, dragons? You know what I'm saying? Are you talking about we need to get with this dragon doctrine now? And that's thinking, don't you hear a motherfucker say, well, I tell you what, you know, some of these motherfuckers, they want to stay stupid. They want to stay down in the fucking ghetto and drop the hoods and shit because they don't fucking want this knowledge. Nigga, who the fuck want knowledge of dragons right now? Nigga, I got bills to pay, bitch, nigga.
Hell yeah.
When the fuck does goddamn, when does dragon become the foundation of a motherfucker's spirituality and shit?
Really? Show me how to bubble.
That shit funny as hell. I know
friends.
About that shit.
How to train
yeah.
my dragon.
Huh?
But
show
that goes to show why some people that goes
play
to show why some people don't need a that goes to show why some people don't need a radio show.
I mean, but again, it's that frequency, man. You got to tune into the right frequency. I mean, something that at least you can, you know, strive for the next day with, you know. People need to put, they need that back in their life, that soul, that ruh. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we've gotten, you know, unplugged from the real source, you know, and just goddamn got saturated with a whole bunch of goddamn garbage and polluted our fucking minds with it, where we can't fucking relate anymore to one another. We can't even relate. When I was telling them motherfuckers earlier about my daughter and getting her driver license, I saw some niggas in the chat room. She don't even need driver's license. You don't need goddamn active permission to drive. You know, niggas doing all that shit. Okay, nigga, we know that. But, okay, give us the goddamn solution out of that then. How about that? How the fuck you gonna tell me my baby don't need driver's license, motherfucker? And then next thing I know, we're statistics on the fucking news. Mother let daughter drive without license. Mother and daughter in jail. Who the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, what fucking sense does that make?
Really?
You know, I mean, there's too much information, man. I swear to God, will hurt a nigga, you know? And the same niggas that saying she didn't need driver license is the same motherfuckers that got one. You feel me?
That's right. Yep.
You know, that's what fucked me up about Frances Wilson, because my husband told me that she went to Harvard or whatever the fucking goddamn school, got her fucking degree as a psychologist, decided to write a book on white supremacy and how fucked up white people are. But, bitch, you went to their school system and became something. I don't get that shit. I don't get that. I don't understand that. How are you going to write something to stagnate people when you wasn't stagnated?
Exactly.
It's shit like that I have to fucking check you on. I have to go in your life. Fuck your goddamn book. I got to go in your life. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Wow.
Who the fuck is this? Who got that old dingy-ass phone?
Not like somebody's phone cut off.
You there?
Yeah.
Somebody call is there. But yeah, so you know, I just watch shit like that. Like, how the fuck you gonna motherfucking go to school, stay there for damn near 8 years, get your fucking degree in psychology, and then write a book to keep niggas under fucking spell? I don't get that
because
shit.
Because she's a great businesswoman.
Nah, that's not great when you do shit like that. You worse than a crack dealer.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's what I see. You worse than a fucking crack dealer, because these are the same niggas that ain't coming up because they keep quoting your fucking book. They don't want to go to school like you did.
But that lady,
you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you, just like a crack dealer, that lady don't care. She getting hers. That's all that matters.
I know. I fucking know. That's the
that's
point.
That's what a crack dealer do. They get theirs. They don't give a fuck if you smoke.
Yeah, you know,
to
that shit ain't, you know, that's worse than, I mean, especially when you done motherfucking came up, you know, and then you write a whole book on white supremacy and fucking slavery. Then you got niggas right now quoting that shit and ain't doing nothing for their families. So you know what that means. You know what that was, a concentrated effort to keep as many motherfuckers down who remember Reader's Digest. That people forget that shit. What you, same way what you eat, you digest. What you read, you digest. And niggas are digesting that bullshit and still stuck. Because it ain't getting you nowhere.
I just don't like the fact these people would read these type of books and they don't do no type of questioning, no research at all.
615, your mic is open.
Face value.
Well, I don't even, I mean, research the fuck. I mean, first of all, you didn't have to tell me that the bitch was a psychologist and the bitch wrote a book called The ISIS Paper, and then I'm going to grab it because everybody else read it. What you told me was that there was nothing in it about ancient Egypt.
Right.
There was
right.
nothing in that fucking book about Egypt, and the niggas that I'm hearing quoting that shit is talking about white supremacy, and these niggas are struggling.
Yep.
So that lets me know that, Shawty, you just, you know, ain't no way in hell you gonna fuck my head up.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to be like them niggas. I want to be better. I do want something
right.
out of life. Don't y'all?
Thank
like, what the fuck?
Shit.
Don't y'all want something out of this shit? I do.
Yeah. That's
you know,
what
then
we're
they
here
tell
for.
You to stop
it's
watching
true.
Atlanta Housewives and shit. How the fuck you know Atlanta Housewives exists for you to tell me to stop watching it? The fuck you saying, bitch?
Exactly. Some
nigga be back. Then niggas be watching that shit. You know, how the fuck you going to tell a motherfucker stop watching something? When the fuck did you become the dictator and you ain't got shit to dictate with?
How do you even know the Housewives if you didn't watch it theyself?
I love the Housewives. They're my bitches, man. I like every last one of them.
I like
them.
Me.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like it. I don't give a fuck what nobody goddamn saying. I know why they don't want you to watch that shit, because these bitches are motherfucking. Them checks going come in their name. That's the fucking
hell
difference.
Yeah.
The checks come in their name.
Yeah.
Fuck the drama. It's drama in broke nigga lives. It's drama in rich
hey.
Nigga lives. Drama's
hey.
Gonna always exist.
Hey.
But motherfucker, these bitches got checks in their goddamn name. Shut the fuck up.
They don't want you. They don't want you to be inspired and then take it, take action off an example that you can
yeah.
see.
Find
That's
something that you
is.
Can learn from.
Bottom line is the people, those same conscious people y'all like listening to, half of them are psychotic, and that's what people need to know.
Yeah. And the artists, and the book writers. You got to watch those book writers. It's really the book writers. What it is that they've read so many psychotic people books that they have digested their mindset in them. And this is a result. Of the so-called conscious psychotic.
And melatonin.
Psychotic old. Shit.
Mm.
That's what it is. I mean, niggas ain't waking up one day with that type of shit. Nah, they reading psychotic motherfucker shit.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
You know, they, I'm trying, yeah. them niggas would be on their fucking grind if they didn't touch none of that shit.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
they use that, you know. Yeah, you're right. Know thyself and do your own research. What people have to find out that research is to research your own DNA. That's the best fucking knowledge of yourself you can fucking find. You're not going to find yourself, your family lineage, your bloodline, and how you can correct that shit in another nigga's book.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to find correction of self, of knowing
That's
your
right.
goddamn self.
That's right.
You mean to tell me if I open up a goddamn, if I'm supposed to know myself and niggas say read Francis Cress Welsing book or listen to this nigga talk and all they talk about is a bunch of fucking slaves, you think I want to know myself as one?
Okay.
You know, and they praise the white man in what is considered a bad way, but I know you praising him in a good way because I ain't stupid when you calling him a fucking master.
Uh-huh.
You know, out
uh-huh.
your fucking mouths and shit. So
uh-huh.
I know way. So, you know, how the fuck I'm supposed to know myself with your bitch ass and you keep associating black people as slavery and you black? I don't want,
Thank
no,
you.
I don't want that.
Think of that shit.
I don't want that.
Yes,
I would not know myself as a fucking slave. No fucking way. And I don't want to research slavery. I don't want to research that. I need to find out how my bloodline was surviving, how the fuck they were living.
Thank you.
And that's how I know myself. I need to find out what the fuck my mama faults was so I can make sure that we start to build great motherfucking human beings in my family line. That's all I want to fucking know.
My,
I want to know
is,
me.
My question is,
that's a good
my
one,
question
I
is, who makes
family line?
My question is, who
yeah, my family line.
Taking,
I mean, we got some sick fuckers in my family line
mouth.
That could possibly be in my genetics, so I need
Thank
to
you.
Know that. I don't
you
need to know
the food
what the
out
fuck
out
another
mouth.
Nigga done wrote about a whole bunch of
you
shit that some white man said they was.
You taking the food out of their mouths, Don. Quit waking the people up. Quit waking
what?
The people up. You taking the food
That's
out of their
mouths.
That's
why they get
mouth.
Offended.
Exactly.
Quit waking
That's
them
why
up,
they
all
get
them
offended.
Book writers, mm-hmm. DVD sellers, and all them people like that. Quit
food
waking
out
them
out
their
mouths. I ain't at their house saying nigga don't eat that shit.
Hell yeah.
Quit waking the people up, dog. Quit telling the people the truth.
The
Quit
truth.
Telling the people the
I
truth.
I want to know the truth. Tune in Sunday at 7 p.m.
Quit telling the people the truth.
I'm just, I mean, this is just my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I finally fell in love with me. I'd be damned if I get with a nigga to tell me to hate myself and then you become black again. Are you fucking serious?
Right.
I finally
yes.
fell in love with me. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to let you make me love something outside of myself ever again.
Okay.
I done fell in love with myself. I'm not,
yes.
I'm feeling myself. Are you
me
fucking
too,
serious,
baby.
Nigga?
Yes, absolutely.
I can't do it. I can't. And if it takes food out your fucking mouth because I love myself, then that's your business.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm serious, man. I finally know how to fucking live. There was a time where I didn't know how to fucking live because I was so fucking smart. And black powered out and shit. Nigga, I was fucking miserable.
Thank you, man.
Yes.
You know, and made my children miserable. And thought that was the way to be. Are you fucking serious?
Yes.
I was ready to cut my mama head off because I knew the way.
That's true, man.
Man, I was on the corner of Cuba Street and can't get it right because the same shit them niggas talking. You know, and I know how to live now. Like, don't fucking get pissed off because I know how to. Niggas want to know how to live. God damn it, tune in 12 noon on Monday through Friday. If you want to know how to stay dead, God damn it, after 7.
There you go.
I'm just saying, God damn it, because I don't figure this shit out. Even through good times and bad times, I still know how to live.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, that shit, that's a fucking pearl.
That's self-preservation.
Uh-huh, that's it. And baby, we have been through that, ain't we?
Yeah, we've been through it.
And you know
we've
what?
We've been
I'm
through it. Our
else.
Own personal life, we've been through it.
Yes, we have.
Die. Let me say this. You know what? It's kind of like everybody felt it and everybody knew it, but it took one person to actually say it. You know what I'm saying? Because you sitting in, I'm going to speak for myself, right?
Yeah.
I'm sitting in them audiences with everybody else, right, listening, and I'm listening to the DVDs. I'm looking at the people who wrote the book, and we bringing them in, and they talking. But I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know, all of this don't make no sense to me. But I didn't step out and said I couldn't articulate what I was feeling.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I couldn't articulate it. I wanted to be part of the crowd, part of the group, part of the conscious community, because we looking at those poor Christians and those, they sold food and all these people, they sold food, and but they got houses and they got cars and they going to work every day and they taking
money
care of their families and they dress like they got money in their pocket. You see what I'm saying? But I'm the poor righteous teacher. I want to be a poor righteous teacher. No, I don't want nothing. I don't need nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't need nothing, you know. But what I learned is this. See, I'm not a person that likes very I'm not an extravagant person. Some people are. I'm just not like that. I mean, but I get what I want. That's the bottom line for me, and I'm not going to do it out. I was telling my supervisor today, she was like, you mean you give me your last? No, I don't give nobody my last. I learned that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give nobody my last nothing. I had to learn to look out for me, because ain't nobody go look out for me but me.
You'd be naked.
You know, and that's what we have to learn. But I'm going to tell you, theology and all those other things teach you, condition you not to do that and have you self-sacrificing. But I'm not going to go to jail for nobody. I'm not going and be in no group of people throwing rocks and bricks at the police. I'm not going to get involved in none of that kind of behavior, okay? Because I like
throwing rocks
out
and shit at people's cars and shit.
Yeah, you know, I'm not getting ready to get involved in nothing like that, and I'm not going to go to jail for nobody. You know, I'm just not going to do it. But I had to learn those types of things because I was conditioned to believe that's noble when I'm sitting up in jail as a political prisoner and people ain't even writing me a letter. You see
what
I'm
saying? Well, ain't even getting you the fuck out. They done took over your position and shit. They now the new leader.
Exactly.
That's what I don't like about that bitch nigga Polite and shit. This nigga get up amongst all them fucking New Orleans and was like, God damn it, we're going to get this motherfucker out of jail. Next thing I know, I see this nigga on Blog Talk, and this nigga like, I'm a black leader. I'm a leader. I run everything.
Right.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
You little lying piece of shit. You motherfucker,
you
shut the fuck up. I don't like you. I don't fucking like you, and I got a right not to fucking like your bitch ass. I hate hypocrites. I hate fucking liars. I hate bitch niggas. I can't stand them.
And you know something else, Don? Like, we look at Martin Luther King, right? You know, people like to talk about Martin Luther King, but Martin Luther King and his nonviolent movement, that was organized. All the people that worked with him,
that was
on the front line.
That movement was straight up violent. Let me say, you got bitches and children sprayed with goddamn water hose and bit by dogs, and that's supposed to be a nonviolent movement. That
violent.
Shit is violent than a motherfucker.
What I wanted to say was, see, all those people were kind of like cannon fodder. Because the ones who were sitting around a table doing the planning when they were linking arms and walking first, those was the ones that when they went to jail, they got bonded out. Mm-hmm. They had bond money for them. The rest of the people was just cannon fodder. But, you know, they were getting hosed down and bit by dogs and all that other kind of stuff. You know, they were just cannon fodder. They were used in the so-called nonviolent movement. But, you know, the thing about it was how organized it was. People don't really know how organized it was and how they actually used the bodies of people to get their point across. You know, and these people got hoes and these people got bit by dogs and stuff, you know. But those ones that sat at that counter, they made a conscious decision to do it. They were trained to
do that.
And
did you know that the majority of them were women? Did you know that shit?
Mm-mm, I just saw
the majority
of the
motherfuckers
women.
That was with Martin Luther King were women, and then they allowed that shit to happen to black women.
Mm.
Yeah, the majority of it. That's something they never talk about, man. It was majority of the bitches that was marching was women.
I know.
Wow.
They dragged them, and their dress was all over their neck.
Yep.
And stuff, degrading them.
Yep.
That's
why, you know, anytime a cracker is glorifying a nigga, it's only because that was they nigga. That nigga did a good job for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Anytime
mm-hmm.
and get that nigga a holiday, they ain't give Malcolm one.
Ain't
treat either.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you look at this shit like, you know, it was some real great motherfucking black motherfuckers around, but they wasn't amongst, they didn't sit at the table like Hillary told one of them motherfuckers during the election in 2008. Shit, that bitch said, nigga, y'all keep glorifying Malcolm if you want to. Bitch, nigga, I was there. I helped sign that motherfucking bill for your civil rights, bitch, nigga. Y'all keep glorifying that nigga as if he got it done. Nah, nigga, that nigga asked us. Motherfucker.
Yeah. That's right.
It's goddamn help.
You know, but
yeah,
I.
That's true.
You ain't finna have me like that, man. I'm sorry. I'm not in a gang. I don't want to show how strong I am amongst
mm-hmm.
niggas. I'm not doing
right.
that. I'm
right.
a bitch that
me
would tie my shoes and run the other way. I'm gonna put
too.
That on
yep.
record. I ain't down for my people. Fuck what you heard. I'm putting that shit on record. I ain't down for the cause. You feel? You got me. I'm a smart nigga bitch. I'm smart than a motherfucker. I would tie my shoes up and run the other way. Y'all niggas gonna get your ass whooped and shit.
Get your ass whooped. Not me. Fuck that shit.
I am not
okay.
with that shit, boy.
Me neither. That's just
fuck
too much.
That shit. I think I'm a grown ass woman now. I don't play that little shit game.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
ain't with us, you don't belong. Thank you.
Good day.
Good day, right? Thank you. Like the fuck you saying, motherfucker? Thank you so motherfucking much for that shit. You know, I heard a motherfucker say I would never even ask. He said, I heard one fucking nigga say on a blog talk disrespecting me in a sense which he thought was disrespecting me, but it was actually an honor to hear him speak so eloquently about me. But he was like, she's so fucking negative. She's so fucking negative. I wouldn't ask that bitch for her help. I wouldn't ask that bitch for shit. God damn it. I wouldn't want to be nowhere around that bitch. I said, thank you so much. You don't even know what the fuck you just made my goddamn day, nigga, with that shit. You don't fucking know, nigga. You put a smile on my goddamn face. That's my job, to keep you niggas away from me. I got the only fucking store in the United States of America called All Eyes on Egypt. You think I want your broke ass trying to find another Dr. York location and come to my shit? No.
Hell no.
No, stay the fuck away from me, please. Don't come in. Don't Rahu back. Don't hotel. Don't do uh-uh. Bye. I have a sign. Nuwabians are not allowed. You can't come in my shit. I don't like you motherfuckers. Get the fuck away.
Fuck that, for real.
You know, just, I'm sorry. I really like to deal with, you know, what they call it now, bougie niggas. Yeah, give me a group of bougie niggas. Let us argue about some other shit. You know, let us, you know, stab each other in the back over some new shit. I'm tired of getting stabbed in the back over this same shit every fucking day with these type of niggas.
You ain't saying shit.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking, no, be, people don't understand. You do me a favor when you say something bad about me because you turn everybody else away, and I want you to. You know, that's the blessing. That's the gift that I get. You know, like, nigga, thank you. Keep doing, keep, yes, do a whole hour on my ass. Everybody that listens to you, I don't want them niggas nowhere around me. Please do it. Please, just have them focus on Polite and the rest of these niggas, because I do feel a little bit better because I can hang up, take care of my family, get my son, take his ass to drum class and all that other shit, take my daughter to girl. I can live a fucking clean-ass life. You feel me? I can live the best fucking life and don't have to worry about if a nigga think I'm holier than thou and they trying to wait till I fall. Nope, I'm not pretending. I'm not going to pretend I'm black. I'm not going to pretend I'm the savior. I'm not going to pretend I'm your fucking leader. I'm a mother. I'm a Jew living on a pension. That's what the fuck I am.
There you go.
Leave me the fuck alone. I just want to make sure that my children succeed. That's the only fucking thing I'm concerned with. Do not come fucking with me. I run a business. I don't run a church. When you come in this motherfucker, don't ask me about some fucking classes and what time my lecture is. I don't have that shit in this motherfucker, nigga. I have furniture. You come in here and you buy fucking furniture. Welcome to furniture fucking city, nigga. Other than that, you can't come in this motherfucker if you ain't trying to motherfucking buy fucking furniture. I don't give a fuck how many Dr. York books you see on the shelves, motherfucker. It ain't for you, bitch, nigga. It's just for look, nigga. It's called a motherfucking decoration, nigga. I don't give a fuck if you see walls or pictures of Dr. York on that motherfucker. It's not for you, nigga. It's called decorations, nigga. Leave me the fuck alone. Don't come around this motherfucker asking me about the next AEO lessons and shit. Nigga, fuck you. You ain't figured out this AEO is your own revelation, motherfucker. You on your own. AEO say master the first thing, the first world of material affairs, and them niggas still ain't mastered that shit yet.
Never will.
Master the world of material affairs. Nigga talking about, can you selling AEO lessons? Nah, nigga. AEO lessons is your life, motherfucker. Master that shit.
Yeah.
God damn. Get the fuck. Go fuck with Polite in his goddamn fucking juice business, juice bar. Goddamn. Damn. You know, go fuck with them Nubians who are trying to, you know, and it just make me sick. All that we got to come together. We got to come together. Who the fuck says that shit? I thought the husband and the wife say shit like that to each other. When does motherfuckers you ain't fucking, you ain't sleeping with, tell you that y'all got to come together? Huh? When the fuck does that apply? I thought you tell motherfuckers that you are loving and you are in the home with, if there's a separation or disunity in the home, somebody has to say, we got to come together, sweetheart, for the sake of the children.
We got to come together.
When the fuck do strangers tell you that shit as if you're supposed to do that shit? You know, that's when it's disunity in the house, somebody tells you, you know, in the home, y'all need to come together. And if you don't, you know, the family ain't going to work out. When the fuck do strangers tell you, you got to come together with them? I don't get that shit.
New shit.
Yeah, that's some new shit there. Unity. We got to come together. We ain't going to be right unless we unify. Nigga, I don't even know you like that, son.
What am I unifying with? It might be a fucking three-headed demon and shit.
Yeah. You know, like, nigga, I'm unified. Me and my family are one. What about yours? You know, it's just, to me, it's ass backwards either pimping, ass backwards thinking, or just some fucked up goddamn game that them niggas running with that come together shit. I'm conscious on that shit too, nigga. That shit don't work, motherfucker. You know, it don't work until you get your house in order. That's when you done came together.
Exactly.
You're right.
That's it. You know, other than that, we come together at a round table, we break bread, and we strive to figure out the next business decision that we can make as five families at the head of a fucking table. Other than that, I don't want to come together with you.
Take a stand.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got 50 grand to put on that table, I don't want to fuck with you. If you got a whole bunch of fucking knowledge and intellect and shit, what the fuck I need to hear that shit for? Nigga, I'm trying to build businesses. I'm trying to motherfucking build a legacy of fucking wealth for generations of my children. Nigga, what the fuck is you trying to do? Just build a whole fucking library? Who needs that? Who needs a bunch of library? A bunch of fucking books. I don't need that shit, nigga, unless we got goddamn money in that motherfucker. prosperity, protection, motherfucker. Who wants a fucking bunch of goddamn books and shit? Brother Prince said, quit hating, Don. Let that man sell his juices and veggie burgers. Get money, get paid. I'm not hating, sweetheart. I'm not hating. I love Polite. I love his family. I love every last one of every human being on the fucking planet. I am in the love of all, but I'm not a fucking fool.
Exactly.
I'm not a goddamn fool. You know, I mean, shit. I'm with that. My thing is this, though. Again, it's just, it's different because we're talking about someone who sat in class with me. That's what I'm saying. We were all students of what is considered the master teacher. And when you go out spitting his doctrine to gather his what is considered, what you would think his followers or his flock, and then you lead them astray, and you got your juice and your veggie burger stand, and these motherfuckers ain't, then I got to watch you. Because you got your juices and your veggie burger stand off of the heart, off of the backs of motherfucking people who believe that you are the one, yet you're not putting shit back in these motherfuckers. You're not setting up and establishing them to open up a chain of veggie burgers and juices stand so that they family can become legit. So I have to watch your motherfucking ass. You understand what I'm saying? Same way I have to watch the rest of these fucking niggas, Delbert Blair, Phil Valentine, all the rest of these motherfuckers. Are you helping these motherfuckers get on their feet, my nigga, or are you just taking their $20 every time you speak?
Taking it.
So, no, I know pimping when I see pimping.
Thank you.
You know, a pimp don't give a whole shit. Do you understand what that fucking means? That principle applies to smart, intellectual niggas as well.
Exactly.
Pimp don't give a whole shit. These hoes still hoeing. So, you know, that's what I say.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Dr. York put niggas in business. You know? So, you know, keep Dr. York out your mouth and just say you. Motherfuckers, if you was taught by the master teacher, you put the same motherfuckers that come see you in business.
And he had land.
I'm sorry. That's just the way that shit goes. You know what I'm saying? You will help get them niggas established as well, goddammit. Shit, the fuck. And I look forward to seeing that shit in the next goddamn month.
All
right. Other than that, then I know that you are out for yourself, and that shit ain't fucking fair. Just tell your people, let them see a disclaimer on the fucking wall. Look, I'm out for myself. This $20 is going to go into the progression. Your $20 is going to go into the progression of my family, all right? Thank you. Come on in. Sit your little ass down. You know, that's what, I mean, be honest about that shit. Don't let these motherfuckers believe that they got a hope in hell and you and they building you a heaven, motherfucker. You know, I mean, I'm serious about that shit. It's enough pimping going on the fucking planet. Who would think that niggas would be pimping niggas with knowledge now? You know, like, you know what I'm saying? You want the shit I got, bitch? Shit, charge $20, hoe. You come take your ass in this motherfucker. I don't get that shit.
But most churches are from, I mean, most deacons and preachers are pimps, used to be pimps. I mean, literally pimps on the street, most of them.
Reform pimps.
Yeah.
That's just the only thing I say. You know, like, if you really supposed to help the growth of your congregation or your following, then you have to still implement a financial economic structure for the people who are supporting you. That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
That's what that means. You know what I'm saying? If people spend their lives waiting on you to talk and paying to hear you talk, and you're supposed to do the opposite of what Lil Wayne or Oprah and all the rest of them fucking doing that you talk so bad about. Your job is to implement an economic structure for the people who need you. That's your job. I'm sorry. It ain't cute. I can understand, and let's say for the sake of discussion, someone like Polite has a burger and fucking juice boss business. That's fine. I can understand if he got that shit out of his own hard work and his wife from doing something else, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and Peter and Paul ain't black. And if he got it from the backs of Nubian people or black people or whatever that believes this nigga is the truth, the way, and the light, then again, his job is still the same as to implement an economic structure for the people who either are clocking in, tired of fucking working, or is getting some type of government assistance check, that his job is to get them out of that. Give them that financial economic structure for their family as well. I saw his granite top. You know, I've already assessed when I look in a nigga house through YouTube, I look in that motherfucker. I know how much that countertop costs. I see your fucking cabinets. You know, I even saw motherfucking buffet burners at the top. So that means you selling food too and shit, nigga. I saw that shit. You know, I see two shit. You know, everybody else watching the little girl say her alphabet, so I was looking at the fucking kitchen. Like, okay, this nigga ain't doing bad. This nigga ain't hurting. You know, I mean, I look at shit like that. You feel me? I mean, I'm a real estate agent. I was told to look at shit like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, I feel
so
you.
So now I know, I mean, I know you living pretty good. Why don't you help somebody else live that way?
Exactly.
Each one help one. How about that, motherfucker? Not each one fuck one.
Thank you.
That's all I say. You know, that's a little bit different. If him and his wives and shit went out, worked for the white man, invested their money, and flipped that shit into a burger stand, yes, all praise is due to you, my nigga. That's a little bit different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you charging free lectures because you've already got a business established where you're making, you know, enough money for your shit. Yeah, I give you that. My hat goes off to you, you know? But, you know, people are fucking struggling, you know? That's all I say. People are struggling, and they look for you to get them out of the fucking struggle. So, and people are not struggling because of lack of knowledge. People are struggling because, nigga, they giving you the fucking money. You know what I'm saying? That's why niggas are fucking struggling and shit. You know, I'll tell you, them niggas ain't got to want for shit. Off of the backs of niggas, they selling you a damn dream like the preachers are in church.
You bring your money up there.
Yeah, you know, and it's all right to give your goddamn money. I ain't never gave Dr. York shit. Dr. York gave me every fucking thing. I ain't have to give that nigga a dime. I ain't have to give that nigga shit. So I know that there's a difference between niggas that say I was taught by the master and a whole bunch of new wives and say, for real? Well, let's listen to you now. Let's follow you. Nah. I ain't have to pay for this shit. I ain't have to pay for it. Shit was given. He gave because he knew that, goddamn it, we needed a way out of that motherfucker. How you gonna charge a nigga a way out? How you gonna put a price on, nigga, it's gonna cost you to get out? Are you fucking serious, nigga? You know, like, when the fuck does that shit work? Goddamn Harriet Tubman didn't charge none of them motherfuckers to free, just for
exactly.
her to free him. What the fuck is you talking about? That bitch didn't say, nigga, you want to be free? Give me some, got them, steal some of that white man cotton and bring that shit over here, and then I'll show you the Underground Railroad. Fuck, boy. I'll show you how to get, you know, like, what the fuck? Like, when the fuck does this shit happen? When does niggas start pimping our own people? Like, I don't get that shit. Nah, me and Alexis Taylor, man, I like Alexis, man. That's my girl. You know what I'm saying? I like Alexis.
Me too. I like her because she's,
you know,
like,
I like Alexis.
Sugarcoat shit.
You know, I mean, I done heard some foul shit about her, but I don't fall for it because she ain't showed me no foul shit yet. And when she do some foul shit on me, then I tell y'all. Ha, ha, ha. That's how I roll. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing bad to say about a motherfucker. That ain't, you know, if you ain't did shit foul to me, I ain't got nothing bad to say about you.
Thank you.
That's the way I roll. And I commend Alexis, you know. I mean, she's been through a lot as a child, you know, and she's telling her story.
Yeah.
You know, she's finally telling her story, and she represents so many other women that has been beat down, raped, molested, abused, all that type of shit, and to show them the way out. And the only way to show their way out is to open their eyes to their situation. So I commend her, for real. I commend her. God damn it. I don't even give a fuck if me and her have bad blood. I would still commend her because she is really waking sisters up. She's giving them a hard fucking reality of truth. And I have to motherfucking commend her for that because, god damn it, she's doing it. She and I honestly feel that now she's taking it on a business level because niggas want to goddamn try to pimp her ass and have her up in some fucking lecture. So she has to protect herself on that notion. You know what I'm saying? On that premise, hell yeah, nigga, pay, fly me out. I charge. This is how much I charge. This is my booking fee. She got every right for that shit.
Exactly. She all the way in Atlanta, where she's supposed to go all the way to fucking across the United States to stay in Motel 6. Hell no. Nah.
Yeah, exactly. No fucking way. Not when she living right. You know? But, I mean, I commend her because, I mean, I can honestly say that's the only sister that I know that's really dealing with some real life situations. She's not, you know, she'll bring you up and she'll bring you back to your fucking reality.
Yeah.
And I like that about her. She ain't spaced the fuck out. She ain't spooked the fuck out. You know, if she gonna talk about some astro traveling, she'll bring that shit right back to your face, how your life is fucked up and you need to get that shit straight. If she gonna talk about some dragons, she gonna tell you to slay them motherfuckers,
exactly.
Not to motherfucking build an altar to them. How about
Thank
that?
Thank you. She ain't trying to put no voodoo shit on you and shit, make you sick.
I mean,
she's trying to
make
you healthy.
Shit, man. I like her. I like her. I like that she's serious about the oppression of women, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And try to wake up some of these women so they can be productive women and mothers and wives to future husbands. That shit is perfect to me. I love it, you know, versus the other bitches that ain't talking about shit.
Yeah.
I love it. No. Yeah, big ups to Alexis, man. I like her. At the end of the goddamn day, it's just some. I had her on my show, Clara. Yeah, Alexis came on my show earlier this summer, last summer. Yeah, I mean, Alexis is my girl. That's my girl. You know, we're kind of like this. Everybody has their own house. We tend to our own home. When it's time to come together, that's when we come together, like we did on Nikki's show. You know what I'm saying? When it's time. But Lexus is a force to be reckoned with. She got my respect all day long. It's just them other chicks that, you know, you just have to ponder about. You just, you know, they kind of peculiar. Something about them. Peculiar bitches. You got to watch them. You got to watch the peculiar chicks, man. Because, you know, these hoes a little bit, they're a little bit batty. You know, they're a little bit batty. You know, and it's just, you got to watch that for my people shit. I'm for my people, and then you lead your people to fucking ass backwards actions and shit. It just don't make sense. You know, you got to wake motherfuckers up to reality.
Right.
You know, you can't rock them to sleep, man. Like, are you fucking serious? Like, you mean to tell me that there's youth listening to your shit and you are advocating that you should fuck whoever you want to fuck at whatever time you want to fuck them? And you mean to tell me that you're not going to teach the fucking youth patience on sex? Are you fucking serious? And out your mouth you say the fucking youth listening to your shit? You know?
You
see what I'm saying, sister? Like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah,
you know, then when somebody call in giving stats and shit on certain goddamn things in regards to promiscuity, you know, and reproduction, y'all motherfuckers knock them down? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you fucking, that's what the fuck you telling me? Yeah. Is that what the fuck I'm hearing?
Yeah.
That's what
you
hearing.
No, boo-boo. Then I know what you fuck. I know what you fuck.
I mean, no wonder you promoting mermaids and dragons.
Hey, let me tell you something, though.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Let me say, when them mermaids popped up, I put that shit in the chat room. I just want to put that on record.
Like that shit.
when they were talking about them dragons, I said, mermaids are real. So they start talking about mermaids and shit. You feel me? Like, goddamn, this shit is funny as fuck. I might as well talk about unicorns, too. Yeah, they really do. Yeah. Unicorns on the walls in Egypt, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? A fucking horse with a damn horn in the middle of his fucking head. Okay.
Martha, I need some help.
No, but it's just certain things I watch out for, you know, because I used to like for my children to listen to a lot of blog talk shows, too, even though my mouth is filthy, so they say, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to people talking, I don't want my children to think backwards. I want them to think forward.
Exactly.
I want them to understand that you do have a hormone in your brain that creates lust. I want my daughters to know that, and my son. You don't think I want my daughters to know that? You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't think I want my children to fucking know that, goddammit, you do have to give yourself 90 days? And that person, you don't need to be jumping from dick to dick or putting
exactly.
a pussy in hopes
exactly.
that that's the one. So when they are tuning in to shit like that and then you hear, you know, and I say this is the most intellectual fucking show on earth and this show can help you, and they tune in and then you hear motherfuckers the same show, the host of the show and the goddamn panel of the show say, nah, fuck that. Fuck that. Sex ain't even it. Yeah, fuck it. You can fuck away. It don't even matter who you fuck. You still goddamn. I'm like, whoa, nigga. Whoa.
What's cool shit?
No way. I mean, adults, go fuck till your goddamn dick fall off. Or go fuck till
Ooh.
You get happy. I don't know. But
cold
the baby,
shit.
Nigga,
see,
are you... The baby, see, you know, I don't know if children are listening to my show, but I'd be damned if I'm going to say it. If I always want to make sure that I am speaking some type of form of fucking right knowledge than backwards
exactly.
knowledge, I just have to be conscious of that shit at all goddamn times, as long as I'm making sure that we are getting somewhere, that we're getting forward, and I'm not setting my people back 50 years.
Right.
And I said, I don't want to set
exactly.
you back 50 years.
Mm-mm,
yeah, that's good karma, you know. Oh,
yeah.
That.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's just certain things that, you know, I mean, now the mermaid and the goddamn and the fucking dragons and the voodoo shit, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? That's all good because that shit ain't going to set you back or forward. I don't give a fuck about that. But when it comes to what real people do every fucking day, then, you know, I got an issue with that because we know that our children are going to end up doing it, but they need to know what's going on.
Exactly.
You know, they really need, I mean, that's fine. Talk about voodoo all day goddamn long. I'd
yeah.
rather for you talk about voodoo all day goddamn long than to think you can talk about the sex force because you know nothing of it.
Thank
you know
you.
Nothing of the matter. You have no idea about that sex force.
Thank you.
You know, talk about voodoo. Yes, yes, all day, please.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on that topic. Thank you. You know, not real shit. Don't talk about real shit, because niggas don't know about real shit. They'll set your ass back 50 fucking years listening to them motherfuckers. Real life situation. I'm telling you, they'll set your ass back 50 fucking years.
Too far.
Brother Pritch said, damn, circus whores. Hell yeah. You know, like shit. You know? You got motherfuckers hanging out there. You fuck around. You can't say whore now. You fuck around and say that fucking word, whore boy, nigga finna tag that ass, cut your fucking neck off for that shit. They'll tag your ass, boy, the whole squad come in, nigga. You gotta watch out. You gotta watch what you say. Like, I'm like you know how people defend whores, right? Hoes, right? Because, you know,
hell
hoes
yeah,
together.
They do. They'll fuck
and
up with real women.
I defend teenage mothers because I was one. See, I only defend that which what I was. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Then that makes sense. You would defend that which what you are or that which what you is or
exactly.
that which
but
what
you know.
Was.
But
that's
you
just
know.
The way it go, you know?
Defend what you know.
You know? Yeah, you defend what you know. That's how I know who defending what, goddamn
it. There you go.
That's how I'm able to know. Like, I would defend a teenage mother only because I know that, baby, that's not the end of your life.
Exactly.
You can still live from a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You can still enjoy your life. You can still go to school. You can still graduate. You can still find that right man for your child and yourself. If that shit all is, I mean, come on now, this always happens. It's not over for you. You know, and I'll show you how to motherfucking stay ahead of the goddamn game as a young mother.
Yeah.
So you won't get swallowed up, you and your child. That's what I do. So I defend single mothers and teenage mothers because I know what the fuck it feels like when you don't know and nobody's around you old enough and wise enough to know what you need to know.
Exactly.
That was me.
Yeah, that was me too. That's why I didn't tell nobody I was pregnant. Until I was about to have my son. So
yeah, that shit ain't no joke. You know, that's what we
negative
need to have. Yeah, we need to, you know, instead of beating these women, these young mothers up over the head like they did something wrong.
Yeah.
A baby ain't nothing wrong. Having a child, that's supposed to be the most blessed gift on the planet. That's a gift that we were given. That's
especially
a blessing.
If I
when
had
did
a
that
dream
become
about
a curse?
I had a dream about my son and when I was a sophomore in high school. And I didn't have him until I was 19. So I knew he was special, God-given.
All right.
Yeah.
Rich Cannon says, the ones that want them white men, it's a damnation. I don't know shit about them hoes.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, my cousin married one, but I don't fuck with her.
Look at the chat. I ain't even at the chat.
You know, I don't know, but I mean, I've heard a few sisters come on Blog Talk said some old ass backwards shit. You talking about some white men came up to her talking about why black men be doing y'all wrong. I wanted to say, bitch, stop lying. Ain't no goddamn cracker gonna come up to you ask that shit. Shut the fuck up. I even pushed one. It was on Nikki's show. I wanted to, I pushed one, but goddamn it, they moved on to the next topic. I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Ain't no damn cracker came up to you with that shit.
He had a damn dream.
You know, make it sound like all niggas are just ain't shit, and some white man, some old pure ass, pale skin, nasty ass, dead rhinoceros, fucking flank hair ass peasant walk up to your motherfucking ass and ask you that shit. Bitch, shut the fuck up. And he really did, you know, he really did. He did ask, you know, why these brothers be doing y'all so wrong and shit. That niggas... I wish a cracker would. I would say, nigga, I don't know what the fuck book you been goddamn reading, but all my niggas are right. The fuck is you talking about, cracker? Get your white ass back over there in that goddamn doghouse, motherfucker. Like, and then she said, I don't know. Yeah, that seems to be a problem. Ain't no way in hell I get a cracker to get me to side against my motherfucking niggas. You done lost your motherfucking
right.
mind, shawty. You done lost your goddamn mind. If the shit was true, I heard that the bitch was lying.
I believe it.
I heard she was lying just to make these niggas feel bad and shit that was listening. I heard the bitch was lying, you know. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, black women are getting with goddamn, I mean, not all black women, but, yeah, they're awesome. They are advertising the shit out of it. I ain't gonna lie. When I watch What Chili Wants, and Chili is a good friend of mine and shit, when I watch that shit, I be like, damn, this shit here is a serious spell. Make me want to fall in love with one.
Okay.
I swear to God, that shit there, you got to be strong, boy, fuck around watching that shit. You got to be strong, boy. You can't watch that shit for entertainment and not have your psychic self-defense up.
You know what?
That's strong as a motherfucker. And then it's like these niggas got scripts. These white guys got scripts or something. Because, God damn it, when they send these niggas, they don't give the niggas a script any day and shit. These niggas be all ass backwards. They make sure the white guys know what the fuck to say. That shit fuck you up, though. You got to watch that shit. Not watch What Chili Wants. You just got to watch for the hook. That's what I mean.
Hmm.
You know, you got to watch for the hook, because that shit, I mean, even when I watch Twilight and shit, the moon, silver moon, whatever the fuck that shit is, me and my daughter, fucking when she first bought that shit, when we laid in the bed and watched that motherfucker, I said, damn, so now they want to fall in love with a vampire and shit. God damn, boy.
What's his name?
They're strong as fuck. Like,
hell
damn,
yeah.
Bite my neck, motherfucker. Bite me.
Hell, I hate vampires. I was in love with a vampire for 3 years.
I'll be like, damn, nigga doing it like that and shit. Woo, Jesus, you watch Blade, you don't even want to fuck that nigga no more. You just want to watch this goddamn Silver Moon, whatever the fuck that shit is.
New Moon. I was in love with a vampire for 3 years. Never again.
Girl, you got to come back on Monday and talk about that shit. In love with a vampire? Are you serious?
I even had my daughter by him.
You got to tell me that shit. I was in love with a vampire for 3 years. I'm naming that show Monday. You going to come on and tell me about it?
I don't know, because I'm going to look hella fucking stupid. That nigga had me under a trance.
You gotta tell us about that shit. I wanna know what the fuck it feels.
You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Donna Coleon Show, Rock Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, or GeorgiaGossip.com.
WGAG Radio.
Members of Congress expressed optimism Sunday about the prospects for reaching a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff.
Fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its third full day, and both Israelis and Palestinians.
Bottom line, Senator, if the president nominates Ambassador Rice to be the next Secretary of State or some other.
Supplementary question. Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay?
Impact segment tonight, the Talking Points memo.
Hot damn politics.
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 Hot damn
politics. Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot diggity damn politics.
Hot diggity damn politics.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I'm back now with the Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust.
Brain Trust.
Brain Trust.
Brain Trust panel.
These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back.
These niggas won't hold me back.
The Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust. Brain Trust.
Brain Trust
panel.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I put that shit on everything.
Hot damn politics. Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Only on WGAG Radio.
Radio.